Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio.
It can't be beat, the clash with me.
That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive for motivation, distract to see successful guests, promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peaceland.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone to the show tonight. So good to have you guys all in the house. It is October the 13th, 2013, and you are live in the remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I certainly would like to invite you to come on over. I see many of you on the phone line, but also let you know the chat room is open. If you want to go ahead and click in and come on over and join us in the chat room, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, the remix. And come on in. The chat room is open. So welcome for everyone out there listening. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And so whether you're in chat or if listening some other kind of way, you definitely want to get on the phones tonight because we got a lot of discussion that's going to be going on here. Joining us here live in the forum tonight, certainly not for the first time, and definitely not a stranger to the remix, is Amani Valentino. Amani Valentino is going to be joining us here live in the forum tonight, and we're going to be talking about how to make a new man. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. How to make new man. So lots of action is also going to be going on over on the Remix Radio page over on Facebook. So you definitely want to be able to go over and check out the post we have in the Remix Radio page, and you'll be able to see that. So, yeah, we're about to get it in. Peace and greetings to everyone out listening. And I want to say, if you're a first-time listener, let me be the first to say welcome. And it's so good to have you in the forum tonight, sharing with us tonight in the remix. I want to give a big shout-out to all of our international listeners who's out there listening all over the world. It is so good to have guys in the house and always listening, like you do, to the remix. We'll give those international shout-outs in just a moment. But if you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time and you're in the chat room, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in. It takes about 5 minutes. Tell us who you are. The remix family is in the house. They're in the chat room. They're going to make you feel welcome. And we're going to get the conversation going. I want to remind everybody that tonight's share, as well as all of the remix shares, you can download and you can listen. The shows are available on demand. That means that you can get them anytime that you want. We get emails all the time of brothers and sisters telling us, oh, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was just flipping through all of the shows on the remix, and guess what? I stopped, and I listened to the show, and it was so much there. So know that these shows are available. You can download them straight to your computer. You can listen to them live right here on the Remix Radio page, and also available on iTunes. And so you can go there. There are literally hundreds upon hundreds of shows that are there, a very long list of archives, and brothers and sisters from all over the world in all walks of life have come on this platform to share with us right here on the Remix. And it's so good. I also remind you guys, thank you so much for all of the feedback. I'm glad you guys had so much fun on our show that we did Friday night. Of course, you know, the show was done with Esther, the other host on the Remix, here with me as well. And we were doing some tribal Zulu union and mojo magic, where you got a chance to actually pick the Zulu tribe that resonated with you. And we were getting into lots of crystals and playing games and, you know, singing songs and just having some real remix fun. So I definitely want to make sure that you guys go back and thank for all the feedback that you guys love the show so much. And I've seen all of your posts over on the Remix Radio page and the Remix Family page. Yeah, we did all kinds of things on that show. Talked about words that need to be taken out of the conscious vocabulary or the conscious community. It was a blast. It really was. It was amazing. So we always have fun doing those kind of shows. And we're going to have fun tonight. Imani Valentino is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about him in just a moment. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to dance a little bit, and then we're going to get right into the show. Tonight's show is all about relationships. This is a big part of the research and the work that Brother Imani has done, and he has written countless of books. He's a best-selling author, and definitely he does this modality through a lot of different medias, social media, plays that he does, as well as working with brothers and sisters all over the world doing different types of workshops. And you're going to get to hear it from him himself and ask questions. And we will be asking those questions here in the Remix tonight. And so the subject that we're going to be talking about is how to make a new man. Yeah, we're going to talk about that question. That has woken so many of you up that told me you would not miss this share for anything in the world. So let's listen to a little bit of Baby Blue as we get ready to get started. We're live in the Remix. It's so good to have everybody in the house tonight. I see you guys out there. I see you. It's been a busy day, a busy football day. Hopefully your team is doing the most out there, because a lot of teams kind of dropped the ball tonight. But a lot of them was doing their thing. And it went
la, 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 the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's right. All right. So as we get ready to... Let's see. Get ready to listen to some music here. We're going to get ready to listen to some music here. I want to give a big shout out definitely to all the priestesshood out there, all those sisters in the priestesshood, amazing sisters out there doing some incredible work. Just my love goes out to each and every one of you. And also, I want to send a big shout out to everyone in Self-Invested. You know, Self-Invested is the program that myself and Brother Bilal, we are doing the Mastermind series this whole month, Mastermind Self-Invested. And so I want this is for everyone throughout the week who has become self-invested. And if you guys want to find out more about becoming self-invested, all you got to do is get the show notes and email question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And we'll send you all of that information because we were getting it in. Talk about masterminds. There are definitely some masterminds in the self-invested, innovators for sure. That is definitely changing the world as we know it every day as we speak. And so those brothers and sisters know their magic. It's amazing. We have so much fun and learn so much each time that we're coming together, and brothers and sisters from all over the world. So big ups to everyone who's self-invested. You guys are putting in the work, and it definitely is showing true. And just some love to you guys. All right. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music as we get ready to get into the share. I do want to kind of get you guys to go over to the Remix Radio page. And we're going to throw a question out there for you about relationships and how to make a new man. And what's your thoughts on that? And we'll be chiming in from the Remix Radio page back and forth. Esther's going to be over there holding that down as we get into the share tonight. Amani Valentino, join us here live in the forum. Ah, peace and love, everybody. Yeah.
Enough to make a hard rock smash.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. Keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk through. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One flight, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give, my nigga.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. That was Method Man and Mary J. Love that song right there. You're All I Need to Get By. And tonight, we're going to be talking about those things as it deals with relationships. The title of the show tonight, and we're going to be focusing on, is How to Make a New Man. Joining us here live in the forum is going to be Amani. He's going to come on in just a second here. I also want to invite you guys to go over to the Remix Radio page so that you can chime in on these questions as we get ready to get into the share. All right, so now I definitely want to give our international shout outs. It's always special when our international brothers and sisters are listening from all over the world. So let's go ahead and do that now. We have Hungary listening live tonight in the forum. We have Siberia is listening live. We have Israel listening live. Suriname is listening live. Hong Kong is in the house listening live. Cuba is listening live. The Canaan Islands are here listening with us, as well as Ethiopia is listening live. Cuba is in the house listening live. Wow. Aruba is listening live. We have Greece in the house tonight. Of course, you guys know it was just an earthquake in Greece. It wasn't a lot of damage considering the large amount of movement that is occurring underneath that soul grid there in Greece. So big ups and love to all of our brothers and sisters in Greece. Denmark is listening live tonight. Naples is in the house tonight. Chile is listening live. Argentina is here listening live. Bangladesh is here listening live. Malaysia is listening live. We have Mozambique. And very interesting connection with the Remix family and Mozambique. You have to go back to the archives and check that show out. Ghana is listening live tonight. Australia is in the house live. We have Brazil listening live. Saudi Arabia. Thailand is listening live. And, of course, Egypt is always listening live. Welcome. And Australia is here listening live. We have Spain in the house listening live. Oh, the memories. Belgium listening live tonight. Italy is listening live. We have the Philippines. The Bahamas is listening live. India is listening live. Barbados is listening live. Jamaica is listening live. We have Germany and France listening live. Turkey is listening live. We have Trinidad listening live. Netherlands is here. Tobago is here. Nigeria is here. Parts of South Africa. Kenya. Canada, the UK, and of course, all of us here in the US of A. Oh, wow. So big ups to everyone out there listening in the forum tonight. It is so good to have you in the house tonight as we get ready to get into this share. We're going to go ahead and bring on Amani Valentino. And for those of you who may not be familiar with this brother, he's an amazing brother. I've known Amani for quite a while. Amani Valentino, he is definitely a visionary. He's a best-selling author, a speaker, a publisher, a consultant, a director, a producer, a playwright, an actor, just an all-over renaissance man. You guessed it. And he has published all kinds of books. If you don't know, just go to Amazon. All you got to do is put in Amani Valentino, and you will just get any kind of book, all kinds of books, dealing with relationships, how to make your life better, 99 questions to ask before you, 99 questions you must ask a man before sleeping with him, and definitely before having sex. The triangle, the love triangle, how to heal a broken heart, the power of forgiveness. Of course, this is why he won't marry you, and many, many other books that he has out there as well. Let's go ahead and bring Brother Amani on so he can join us here live in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Amani.
Peace and greetings to you as well. You know, I was about to introduce myself to everybody and say in all the languages that I can say hi in, but I don't know everybody that you say. I know quite a few of them, but not everybody.
Oh,
you know, I was like, wow. Yeah. So I guess I'll try and see which ones you said. I know you said Hong Kong.
Yes.
I'm not sure what they speak in Hong Kong, but I know namaste. I say namaste. I say salam. I can say salam alaikum. I can say hola. I can say let me see what all I can say. For all anyone that speaks Chinese, you know, it's what do I say? Oh my gosh, my mind is going blank. Ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
Yeah, ni hao ma. Anyone that speaks Korean, I say annyeonghaseyo. I got a long list of some others I can't say, but that's that's a lot of people. So wherever you are in the world right now, I want to appreciate you so much for tuning in to listen to this show. My books are doing extremely well all across the world on all of the different Amazon sites that they have. And so if you are whatever country you are in, if you can go to one of the Amazon sites, I think they're in like 10 different countries now, please get a copy of one of my books. You will absolutely enjoy the e-book version. In some places in the United Kingdom, I know they're actually you can actually order printed versions of some of my books. So that's wonderful.
Yes, it is. It is. You know, on our show that we did Friday night, we kind of broke everyone up and allowed them to pick their Zulu tribe. And so a lot of the Remix family is in the chat room, and they say definitely you're part of the Ka-Ka-Ka tribe.
Ka-Ka-Ka? What is that? The tribe like to talk a lot or what?
No, the Ka-Ka-Ka means, you know, the Ka-Ka-Ka, let's see who can remember, because so many of you guys are putting in there. It has to do with the prince, you know, that is Ka-Ka-Ka is the Zulu prince, you know, and so that's what they are kind of.
Like a prince right now.
Yeah. Feel like a prince. Well, it is definitely good to have you in the house tonight, and we're going to get right into the discussion here. You know, it's so good to have you come back on so we can talk about this. I know a big part of your work really has to do with relationships and really has to do with that very intimate relationships that so many of us are striving for, so many of us are coming out of, going into, looking for, searching for. It has to do, and I know you spent a lot of your time doing research in this particular area, so it's not just your point of view, it is really just sort of what you found through doing your research and working on your books. So I want to talk about that as we get ready to start it. What are some of the key things that are needed in any good relationship?
I think one of the main things, I want to go back real quick before I answer that question. You know, you talk about, you know, me focusing on relationships. I think the one thing that I realized when I was much younger in life that everything is a relationship. You know, everything is a relationship. And until we figure that out, it's going to be hard to have any success in any type of relationship, whether it's personal, professional, whatever, it doesn't really matter. And so I wanted to make sure that everyone listening would at least remember that. And I'm kind of, when I talk, I kind of have a teaching style. Would you agree with that, Ms. Blue?
I would say yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if you listen and you want to take notes, please take as many notes as you can on tonight, because as it comes to me, I just say it. And so I did want to say, I'm a note taker, and I found like 3 journals worth of notes the other day. I'm like, wow, I just take notes for everything. Every time anyone is talking, I take notes. I talk a lot, but I look at how often I don't talk and how much I'm actually taking notes. And so it actually gives me something to talk about. And so some of the key points to answer your question, some of the key points as far as relationships are concerned, that I think that people need to know up front, or would need to know, is the first and foremost, know thyself and love thyself.
Mm.
Okay, know thyself and love thyself. And accept yourself for who you are and where you are in your life. And I'll say it again, know yourself, love yourself, and accept yourself. And appreciate yourself also for who you are and where you are in your life. In one of my coaching sessions, that's one of the main things that we work on, is acceptance of self. you know, acceptance and appreciation and love of self, first and foremost. It doesn't matter if they come to me for business, relationship, it doesn't matter. That's one of the main things that I focus on. And so those would be the main things. Know thyself, love thyself, appreciate yourself, and accept yourself for who you are and where you are in your life. That is the first thing. Because if you don't do that with yourself, you're not going to be able to do that with anyone else.
You still there, Imani?
Oh yeah, you know I'm learning to answer my questions more direct.
Okay, all right. Well, that's your answer. I mean, that's fine, and definitely it is a great place to start about knowing yourself, because that's something that we all have to come to grips with. But let's talk about it when it comes to relationships. And I understand what you say: know yourself, you know what you're about, you know, understand, accept yourself, and get to that point. The truth of the matter is, we can just look around; people aren't doing that. It's easier said than done. They're not doing that. So let's talk about some of those challenges of when it comes to knowing yourself and being able to appreciate yourself. And why do you feel people don't do it? Who do you think, and based upon your research and your work, do you think that's a challenge for more women or for more men?
Based on my research, definitely more women. You know, men have that issue, but more women. And the reason why is because, let me answer it like this, okay? Most men in life normally, I'm about to sneeze. Excuse me.
Bless.
I didn't want to be loud. Please excuse me. Most women in life, often they change their hair often throughout life. Okay. Woo, excuse me. Most men, they normally have maybe one or two different types of haircuts, maybe three over a lifetime. If you've ever kind of noticed that, women, you have women who might go through 12 hairstyles a year or more. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
What does that have to do? Tell me definitely, what does that have to do, like the changing of the hairstyle?
The women are naturally, in most cases, never satisfied. Okay.
Interesting.
You know, and I don't, in a way, that's a good thing. In a way, that's a good thing. As long as in your dissatisfaction, there's still some contentment. Now, when there's no consistency within that satisfaction.
Yeah, but I want to ask you right here, because I want to get clarity and make sure we're clear. When you say most women are never satisfied, are you talking of never satisfied with themselves or never satisfied with other things in their life?
Just in general, period.
Because that's a big difference, because we're talking about women changing their hair. And I'm a woman.
Well,
that's
I use that as an example. Do you understand? I use that as an example.
Right. So
like,
explain that. You know what I mean?
Well,
explain to me how changing the hair equates to not being satisfied with themselves.
Well, hear me out. And you'll, if you just listen, I promise you, I will come up on it. The answer, you will probably hopefully get an aha moment. Somebody will, maybe even myself. change is the only constant in life.
Yes.
Okay. And the things that we want to change seem to not change as much, and the things that we don't want to change seem to change quite often.
Well, everything,
you know,
changes. Nothing stays the same.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, but some things do change a little less often than others. You understand? Like the seasons. Like the seasons, they change, but they don't. It's not like the seasons are changing every day.
Some places, global warming.
When they do, because like in Texas, you know, I'm in Texas, and so in Texas, especially in the northeastern part of Texas, sometimes it changes very quickly, and so the people who are in this part of the country who are not from here many times they'll get to this part of the country in certain times of the year, they'll get sick quite often because, you know, you might have snow on a day, and then the next day the sun is out, and then the next day it's raining,
yes.
And then the next day it's hot as I don't know what.
Right. That's true. I agree.
That happens.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't happen all year round.
Right. Okay? Agree. Uh-huh.
So the season changing is one of those things that changes less than, let's say, a woman's hair.
Okay, Imani, let's go with this analogy, and I'm willing to be open to hear this. I mean, you got the sisters jumping up and down and even some brothers about this. Everybody want to kind of chime in on this, but I do want you to explain this because I think it's a valid point in all of the work that you've done. And you've wrote some, you know, really have been able to bring some things to the table that most people don't want to bring to the table when it comes to relationship. And this is why I love you and like to bring you on. So let's talk about women changing their hair, as you said. And you said
I don't want to talk about the women changing their hair if we can. I don't want to, because I don't want to stick that. That was just an example.
Well, no, it was a very good example, and you didn't explain it. So I want us to be clear.
I was in the process. What I'm saying is this, that's just an example, okay? And I use that for, because everybody learns differently, so that's just kind of my style. I try to get something for everybody. And so for that particular example, that's that example. What I'm saying is this, and if you will restate the original question before I talked about the hair, restate the original question, if you remember it.
I do remember the original question. My thing is, how come you don't remember it? But listen. I want to stay there because that's a good point. You said that it shows that women are not satisfied, and that's a good thing because nothing in our world, like you said, is supposed to stay the same. And men are not. So let's talk about the flip side of that. So women change their hair. It just really is just a symbolic way you were expressing that women are not never satisfied. So now let's talk about men and their hair, since that was the example. So we can pull this all the way through.
Right. Okay. And so what I was saying was this. What I was saying was this, and I remember now. Thank you for bringing that back. In contentment, I was talking about being content, okay, and dissatisfaction.
Yes.
Many people are dissatisfied, and they're not content at the same time. Now, it's okay to have some dissatisfaction, but still be content with where you are. Because until you peace with where you are, you can never leave where you are. You can't get past where you are.
Right.
You understand? And so what happens with many women, and men as well do this as well, okay? I'm not just pointing out just the women, because men do this too.
Right.
Until you can make peace with whatever your situation is, single, married, whatever, you can't make it better.
Right.
It cannot get better. Because it's against the laws of the universe.
How so?
You know? And so, how so? Because you're paying attention to the dissatisfaction versus paying attention to where you are, making peace with where you are, and then using where you are to springboard you to where you want to be, as opposed to constantly complaining about a situation. And I often hear women doing that. It was this woman the other day, actually. Matter of fact, who was it? Somebody I know, a friend of mine, or maybe my mom. But I was somewhere, and they were saying something. They wanted me to do something. And as opposed to just asking me to do it, they were complaining about whatever the situation was. And so I have a way when women do that, because I know it. I know now what that is. I say, so are you saying that you want me to do such and such and such and such? The solution focus. You understand?
Right.
And I ask that because many times I learned that women don't want you to do anything. They just want to complain about it. Okay, for a lot of men, that can become an issue. But that's one of the main things that I realized when dealing with married couples, single men, as well as single women, engaged couples, or just individuals dating, or people who have been bitter from past relationships, was that many times a woman, she just wants to vent, okay? And in that venting, a man is usually solution focused. Okay? And so a man will see a situation, he'll say, okay, well, I can do this, and I'll get to move forward on it. Whereas a woman, she just really wants to vent and get it off, get that energy off of her, however she's feeling. She's not necessarily, per se, looking for a solution, even though sometimes she is. But a man, we don't always know when that is. And so one of the main things I teach women is that you need to preface, and this was actually in a major magazine I was in earlier this year. They published this all across the United States. What's the name of that magazine? First. It's First Magazine for Women in the May issue, if you can look it up. And it was a couple, a good friend of mine, and I talked about that. It was one of the things that they had an issue with. Sometimes she just wanted to vent. He didn't know when that was, and so it caused issues. And so I told her, to make this simple, you have to preface when that is. You have to preface when that is. Listen, I just need to talk to you, baby. Then that way he knows, okay, it's not, you're not asking for my opinion on this. You're not asking for a solution. I don't need to hear that I was wrong. I just need somebody to talk to, and I want to talk to you right now, baby. Oh, man, okay, got it. I got it. So you got to be very specific with a man about what you want him to do. The women are usually very successful within their relationships.
So let me ask you, why do you think, this is a two-part question, why do you think that women why do you think that women do not get that? Okay, like is missed with them? Hold on, I want to give you the second part. And why do you think men can't understand that?
Because our brains process information differently. The way we process our information, okay, first of all, we're different. That's one of the main things I tell couples and individuals up front. Listen, you're a woman, he's a man, or he's a man, you're a man, she's a woman. You got to know that up front. I don't want me in a relationship. I want you. Okay, and there are things that you're bringing as a man to me, and there are things as a woman, that you bring to me, and there are things as a man that I bring to you. And I need to know that up front and respect that and appreciate that and accept that. Again, it goes back to that first thing I said. Know yourself, love yourself, appreciate yourself, and accept yourself. Okay,
right.
And those are 4 points, and 4 is the number of foundation, right? And so that's the foundation, period, of all of it. When you can love yourself, know yourself, love yourself, appreciate and accept your own self, then it makes it easier. Most women or men do not know ourselves. We don't love ourselves. We don't accept ourselves, nor do we appreciate ourselves. I appreciate women because women bring something different to the table than what I bring. Women should appreciate men because we bring something different to the table. You should not want a woman to be like you, and you should not want a man to be like you.
Right. I would agree.
And so what happens is that we still communicate. And so when somebody like me comes along, and there's many people out here like me, I think, who have taken the time or who have been able to kind of be a mediator. You know, based on my life growing up, I've been able to kind of understand women a little differently. You understand, than most men. Not all men, but most men. And so also being able to be a man that loves women. I've been able to understand and kind of learn these communication styles and patterns of women at an earlier age than most men do, and then also to help men understand them, but also to help women understand men at the same time. Because it's not all the women's fault. It's not all the men's fault.
So, of course, it's not anyone's fault. But when you say most women just like to complain, why do you feel that is?
Well, men look at it as complaining. Most men look at it as complaining, but for a woman, women take situations, and this is factual here, they take a situation that they experience with another woman. That's why a woman can see a situation happen to people that she doesn't even know and break down and start crying.
You think this is common for most women?
This is common for numerous women. In my lifetime, I've probably met over a million women, but just since I've been doing the book, I've met over a quarter million women that I've interviewed and talked to, okay? And so women naturally, okay, one of the, and people who may know anything about the meditations and the chakras, which I think many of your listeners do, There's a meditation of Nama Shivaya, right? Nam means the bottom one. Ma is the is around the navel. She mm-hmm. is the heart, right? Va is the voice. Ya is the crown. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the meditations, Nama Shivaya. Well, the she is the heart part, right? Well, she in English is the feminine. That's how we express the feminine side, the female, you know, or the feminine side of God or the creator. And so I talk about this, and this is why I won't marry you.
Say that again. You said the she is what now?
Is the heart. The heart meditation. That the she is Nama Shivaya.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So
you're speaking from the Hindi. Yeah, from the, yeah, uh-huh, I know. I know what you're talking about, but I'm talking about that expression you said that is the feminine side of us.
Right. And so, and I often talk about this, and to many women who consider themselves to be feminist, you know, there's no reason to be, you know.
Well,
and
hold on.
Let me finish my statement, please. Let me finish, because I don't want to miss my thought, because there's some people that need to hear
okay.
this, okay?
Okay. All right, Yvonne. Go ahead.
The male carries both the X and the Y chromosome for a very important reason, okay? The male, God is considered in most religions, not in a masculine way that you're beneath me as a woman, but in a way of I carry the responsibility of both the male and the female. But what you carry is the ability to be able to help keep the energy balance in the world. Because men who stay by themselves for too long become rigid and hard because they don't have the feminine energy that they need in order to keep them in balance, which is why in the Bible it said he saw that it was not good for man to be alone, because when the man was by himself, he began to become masculine or too hard. That's why a group of men who become around themselves. I was watching this on on a History Channel today about the 49er gold rush and how they began to turn on each other. There were no men around. There were no women around. So you know what this one guy ended up doing? He ended up bringing in prostitutes from all around the world. Now, was that the right thing to do? No, but it helped to keep the men from turning on each other and killing each other like they had started to do.
Okay?
Because they became very hard and they became very rigid. And any man that knows anytime there's not enough women around, just like they say women have their cycle, men kind of have their cycle as well. You kind of heard people say that before?
Yeah. No. That's factual. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because the energy... That balancing energy, I say the woman's vagina to me, from my explanation that I like to give, is kind of like this wall socket, okay? And I plug in. If I don't plug into that wall socket like I need to, then it doesn't keep me even sane in it because I'm off balance. And so a woman is a balancing. She is the balancer, like the pyramid. She balances the pyramid, balance the energy. Well, the two breasts and the vagina, if you draw a line across and then straight down, it's an upside-down pyramid. So it keeps the balance and the energy in the universe. And so,
I still want to go back to your point you were making that you said,
let me hear.
This
is my point.
Mm-hmm.
This is my point here. This is my point. Bear with me. The woman, the meditation that I'm talking about here, with the heart here, that she represents the heart. Well, the heart chakra, whether you go from the bottom up or the bottom down, it's the fourth chakra, which is the foundation. It is the center, okay? There's actual measurements of how I can send heart meditation to someone anywhere in the world, and they can receive it.
And that's true. You can do that as a man or a woman. So your point...
Exactly. However, when that heart chakra is off, or there's blockage there, unforgiveness, lack of love, lack of appreciation, lack of acceptance, it's off balance, and my whole body is off balance, man or woman. But as a man, it's off balance for sure, because it's easier for me to get off balance because I have both the X and the Y. Do you understand?
No, I don't. And that was my point. the point that I was saying when you were talking about the women being able to use the heart chakra and somehow that feminine expression, that's not based upon your gender. It's not based upon what is between your legs, because we know that man and woman come from women. That's who give birth to them. So is a woman a balancer on the planet? Of course we do.
I disagree with that.
We are the first.
I disagree with that.
That's fine, you can do that. But here's what I want you to understand when you talk about women and men and you talk about how energy radiates from us, we have feminine and masculine energy that lives within inside of us that has nothing to do with what's between your legs. Now, on a DNA sense, and when we start to talk about physical sense, of course those chromosomes, but those chromosomes only take you so far. That's why we have the spirituality. That's why we have the energetic pulls. That's why we understand those things of meditation, giving and receiving information, because on different levels, those things are different. But it has nothing to do with you being a man and being able to meditate and send energy, and me being a woman and meditating and sending energy. Not at all.
Let me make this point.
But that's not
even
what we're talking
about. It does, and it's because...
No, this
is very important, because this is where the conversation is going. This is very important, because this is where the conversation is going. So obviously
this is on someone's mind. But I really want us to talk about the relationship part of it, because all of
this is very important.
No, but you never answered the question, and that's where we were supposed to be going. But now we're trying to get into a room that I don't think we really want to go, but we can. But I really want to talk about this whole thing about women being indecisive. So now you're telling me that indecisive people who...
I'm trying to tell you. Women, I'm trying to tell you, but you never let me go there.
Imani, you just talk. Give me a second. And we love each other, you guys, so check it out. So check it out, okay? So everybody jumping up and down, but here's the point that I'm saying is when you say that women are indecisive, it's very difficult to communicate, men and women, to come together. And then based on your work, when you're able to teach women and when you're talking to men and you're talking about relationships and how women don't understand how men process information and how women process, women will look at something and all of a sudden they break down crying and they start to do this. I need you to give me some foundational things here. And I'm sorry. Energetically,
that's
no, you can't.
To give you.
You cannot
get here's the thing. Here's the reason why. Energetically and biologically, because everything is energy. Okay. Everything is energy. Chromosomes are energy. You know
everything,
that. Okay. Everything is energy in the universe. So on an energy level, I don't even want to use the word spiritual, physical, any of that. Just on an energy level, since everything is energy.
Right now, Imani, you're being very energetic, like the woman you described, reading the paper and getting emotional. So
I'm not getting emotional. I want to make sure that I get this out while it's on my mind, and we can move on past this question.
It's not going to leave your mind, because what you know, you know. It's not going to leave you.
So I can disperse this amongst the listeners here. So
well, I'm going to let you, because it seems like we switch roles here a little bit. And what you talked about the man doing, now you trying to be the woman venting, and I'm going to let you vent.
No, it's not a vent. You asked me a question.
Right, but I wasn't finished my point. You just talked.
Well, I thought you were asking me the question. Ask me another question? Okay, I'll shut up and I'll wait on you to ask me another question. Go ahead. I don't have a problem with it. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure, because those roles can get diverse, and we've seen that. That's how come you know that these traits, these attributes that you're talking about, and based on my work too, I have seen them cross. I understand in your work you don't, and I'm not sure who you're surveying or who these women and men are. You said millions of them, so they're out there. I'm not going to deny that. I definitely believe they're out there. I do want to ask you, is dating different now? Now that we're in sort of this new era, is dating different now as opposed to before? If so, what is the difference? If not, why isn't it different?
Yes, because the energy is off.
And
you want a simple answer? That's it.
Who put the energy off?
there's a shift, there's a whole shift going on, but just where we are, based on where we are in the United States and amongst the African American community, and in 99 Questions, one of the original versions that I put out at that particular
right.
point in time, I said the whole world has been Willie Lynch. That's no longer in the book that came out, you know, about a year after that, because that was not politically correct at that particular point in time. But in the original version, you know, the whole world has been Willie Lynch. And if you've ever read the Willie Lynch letter, you know, this is just a process that has begun to turn men against women.
Mm.
You know, one race against the next race, old against young, black against white, this tribe against that tribe. You know, this is a process of, it's a psychological remaking of a man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then when we go into it, now what happens is, since we now have the mainstream media, okay, such as even something like what we're on right now, Blog Talk Radio, to where we can take this across the world instantly,
right?
Where everyone around the world that wants to listen in can tune in to this particular frequency, and they get the site. They're hearing this conversation that you and I are having. So what has happened is that. And that's even the reason why we're having, I believe we're having so much stuff going on in the world, because the energy is off. The energy is off, and then the individuals who even know the basic fundamentals of energy, many of us have our own thoughts about this and about that, but on the basis, we're not working together as a unit for the good of the planet, okay, let alone the good of our personal relationships. And as long as those are off, it's going to be very hard for us to begin to work on this energy and shifting the energy how we need
planet. Is it possible to have a good relationship?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it doesn't matter about the energy, because I know several people and even myself that have beautiful, loving relationships, both of those intimate, both of those with my soul group. So it's possible despite what energy is out in the world, because really we are the co-creators of our life. I know this for sure. And so I know that if something is going to be a certain way, I can either buy into the downswing of it or buy into the upswing of it. So either you, as my daddy would say, be part of the problem or be part of the solution. Yes. So, you know, in your book, which I love, by the way, this is why he won't marry you. You talk about some of those things that women are missing when it comes to understanding sort of that communication in relationships. And this is kind of why men won't marry them. So tell us, Amani, why aren't you married?
Why am I not married?
Yeah.
Because Miss Blue would not marry me.
Seriously. Seriously.
Miss Blue wouldn't marry me. She's gone with the wind, so, you know. I try to get her to slow down. She go this way, and then when she does slow down, I'm going the other way, so.
You know, Armani.
No. Armani hasn't gotten married because when it comes to, you know, what I'm doing, you know, myself personally, I'm the type of individual, I'm very just forgiving. I'm just a forgiving individual. And I keep my heart chakra wide open, and I have, you know, since I was very young. And so it's made me sensitive to the world around me.
Yes.
Okay? And I feel people's energy since I was really young, you know. I could feel when people were sick and pray for them and everything. And just all the, I'm a kinesthetic communicator for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so that feminine side of myself, I'm in touch with, and I don't have a problem with it, much like David in the Bible. You know, I don't have a problem with that.
Exactly. And that's what I was saying about the heart chakra not just belonging to the feminine woman.
Well, I didn't say that it did. What I was saying was that a woman in general, and anything I say I'm talking about in general, the woman is more, she's being a woman, you know, she's being who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's being who she is, which is that creature, that creation that feels what's going on around her. and she wants to be there for everything and everyone. She wants to be everything for everybody around her, and she can't be
that
many times. What happens with most women, they end up losing themselves in that and neglecting themselves. And so that's the point I was trying to make earlier.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Well, that's a beautiful point. Is that where you are right now? Because you're telling us why you're not married. Yes.
No. I was just bringing that because it came across my mind as I was talking. So for me personally, what I'm saying is that I come into a relationship and I accept the individual for who they are and where they are. Okay?
Yes.
If you can't accept me for who I am and where I am and how I am, then it lets me know that you haven't accepted yourself. Okay, because I'm the type of person, I found my purpose in life at a young age, where most people don't find that until much later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that can cause a conflict within a relationship.
So you're
especially
telling
being,
me, honey,
hold
there
on,
ain't
hear me out. Hear me out. Let me finish answering the question.
You telling me there ain't no woman that will accept you? I'll leave that. Go ahead,
Miss Blue.
Go ahead.
You ain't right. You didn't accept me, right? you ain't accepting my answers. You ain't accepting my answer.
Go ahead, Amon.
So what do you expect? So I'm not necessarily per se saying that. But what I'm saying is that, yes, for the most part, you know, throughout my, even back in high school, I didn't have a whole lot of girlfriends or anything like that because, you know, I am sure of me. I'm sure of me. And any time you get into a relationship or a situation where you're no longer sure of yourself and that person, and not in a good way, but in a negative way, then that's not a good thing. And that's happened to me before in a relationship because the individual was actually envious and jealous of the work that I was doing because not knowing that they were really wanting to do what I was doing, which is why they were attracted to me in the first place. I didn't
this
know that, though.
Point. This is a good point right here, and I want to stop you there because we were talking about energy, and we know like attracts like. How did you attract that to you? How do you think hold me out because this is an excellent point, and I know you can bring some clarity to this.
Exactly.
How did you attract that kind of energy at that time in your life?
I was looking for someone. When I look back at that particular point in my time, my life, I was looking for someone, and somebody actually brought this to me recently. I was looking for someone,
right,
that wanted to do what I was doing. That wanted to help me in all this work. Hear me out. Let me finish answering the question.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted someone that would help in what I was doing, but that was also at a spiritual understanding of where I was at. Do you understand? And a place of acceptance. That particular person knew that because they had read my work. You understand? And so a person can like, and one of my spiritual teachers, he told me, he said that person liked what you were doing and wanted to do what you were doing, and I figured this out before he even said this, but they weren't really into you. You know, so they weren't really into you for who you were. They were into you for what you were doing. Now, how did I attract that? I attracted that on the surface, I feel, as me, you understand, at that particular point in time, is because I was looking for someone. I wanted someone. I mean, if I was looking, because I wasn't even looking at that particular point in time, I wanted someone that had reached at least the basic level of where I was spiritually, but also someone that I was attracted to and someone who was near my age, someone who understood certain things. And this particular person, you know, she had those things at that particular point in time. Okay? And it was great. It was great while it was great. You know, now another situation, another relationship that I had, what I was looking for at that particular point in time, I wanted someone that really just loved me. And they weren't concerned with being in a relationship with anybody else. They just really just loved me. They were into me and they would recognize me and know. And that particular person, at that point in time in my life, that's what I needed. That's what I wanted. That's what she wanted. And so change came. And when change came, sometimes people, they grow through that change within a relationship, and sometimes that relationship doesn't last.
Right. And so
that's what happened. Right.
Yeah, I can agree with that. That does happen a lot in relationships. So you're not married because of what now?
I'm not married because I haven't made the choice to marry yet.
Okay.
I have not chosen a woman to actually marry, straight up. I mean, I have to make sure, and all my friends are married right now. I think we talked about this earlier. One of my friends, he said, I think you're in the better position than all of us, Armani. And I said, why? He said, man, because this thing right here, this marriage thing is serious. He said, you need to make sure that she is the one.
How are you going to make sure? How are you going to make sure? And you just told us relationships where you couldn't make sure. How are you going to make sure? How do they
See, some of your relationships that you have are to grow you and prepare you for the relationship of marriage. Yeah. And I got sense enough to know that.
So you feel you're not mature enough for marriage yet?
No, I didn't say that.
You said it's to grow you so that you can be ready.
But just because you have to grow doesn't mean you're not mature. It just means you're not ready. You may not be ready for this person that you have been really wanting and desiring, or who you've already put their way before you ever even came here.
Right. Well, I guess then I understand.
You understand
that.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah,
what you're
you know, so like even you and I, you know, we met
right.
For whatever reason we met, and the people who are on this call, you know, everything, all this happened way before. We planned this on a level we probably don't even understand.
Oh, we do understand here, but yes. You're right.
Yeah,
all of
exactly.
It was really preordained. I guess the point is whether or not you go through it with a conscious mind or an unconscious mind. And, you know, I like to say that going through it consciously is a lot better. I'm sure we all could agree with that whenever possible, to be awake and understand what's happening and going through. I asked that question because in your book, you talk so detailed about this is why he won't marry you. So do
right.
you think most cases is that he won't marry you or he ain't ready to be married?
Let me say this, and I'm be straight up honest with you. When a man is ready to get married, he is looking for a woman to marry. Okay? And so when he finds that woman that he feels fits, wherever he is at that point in time in his life, he'll marry that woman. And he'll do everything he can to make sure he marries that woman. You understand? However, what happens sometimes is a man can think he has the woman, but then the woman may do some things, or the man may do some things as well, depending on, you know, the situation. Because sometimes I tell women all the time, you know, everybody I talk to, there were men who wanted the woman to marry him, but she wouldn't marry him. He wouldn't know. He couldn't figure out why. And so it wasn't always just about the woman, okay? And that's why this book is, you know, for both man, male and female. I interviewed both men
right.
and women throughout this whole thing. And so what happened was that I found that with a lot of women that weren't married, a lot of times they were looking for Mr. Perfect or the one.
It sounds like more of the men and even yourself, you're looking for Miss Perfect.
No. Hear me out. What most men are looking for, we're looking for Miss Best Case Scenario. Okay?
Really?
Miss Best Case Scenario. Once you get to a certain age, once you get to a certain age, you figure out real quick, okay, that, hey, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at you, Miss Best Case Scenario.
Yeah,
you're not
looking for
this Best Case Scenario. You already talked about the sister who loves you and she did something and this happened and boom, that was the end of it. You gave this scenario of your friend being married saying you're in the best position than us because this marriage thing is very tough. If they were looking for Miss Best Case Scenario, all the brothers would have been married.
No, that's why they married, because they went ahead and found Miss Best Case Scenario. They stopped looking for the one. They said, I'm going to get Miss Best Case Scenario. Okay? That's
right.
What they did.
Okay.
They said, I'm rolling with Miss Best Case Scenario. She is stuck with me.
This. The phone lines are lit up. I didn't even say press one yet. People, I'm telling you, it's hundreds of people on the They are waiting to ask a question. They really are. And great discussion here. We are going to get to the questions. I do want you guys to go check out Amani's website. If you haven't, AmaniValentino.com is where you're going to go. AmaniValentino.com is where you can go. And you can actually purchase the books from Amani himself right there on the website. It'll tell you more information about all the work and all the books he's published, all the things that he's done, as well as where you can purchase the books. And interested in having him come speak or be on a panel that you got going on, you definitely can get at Brother Amani there as well. And so you can buy the books there directly from there or go to Amazon. There's also videos there and so much more. And you can also subscribe to the site and you'll receive a free ebook. So a nice little gift there for you at Amani.com. I definitely want you guys to go check it out as well.
AmaniValentino.com.
AmaniValentino.com. There we go. I want to talk about this, and then we're going to go to the phone lines, because last time you came on, this was a big part of our discussion.
Oh, Lord.
And this was about who pays for the meal when dating.
I do not want to talk about that anymore. If anybody calls about that.
Amani.
I'm not answering.
You must have caught some hell from that. I know you caught hell from that.
I'm not answering any questions about that. At all. If you're going to talk about that, I'm going to sit on the other end of the line. I'm going to not say nothing.
Well,
I didn't catch no hell. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it doesn't bother me, but I just didn't want to use the time, that much time last time on that.
I think it was a great discussion, because I'm just curious as how does it come up? How me and you friends and we kicking it, how does that conversation come up that you got to tell me I got to pay for something?
How does it come up that you got to tell me that I got to pay just because you came out?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you really think for yourself, and let me see if I can word this right. Do you really think if you were able to find out why other relationships are not working, you will find out why yours is not working? Because this is a big part of your book, and the work that you're doing is based upon research about finding out why other relationships are not working. Do you really think that finding out why other people's relationship don't work is going to help you find out why your relationships are not working?
I'm going to say yes many times, because what happens is that, you know, as much as we like to think our relationship is different than somebody else's, there's a relationship out there that's been pretty much close to ours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a solution to that if the solution has already been has already been revealed. And
well,
so
and
what
I,
happens
I,
is...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say... Go ahead. You said what happens is what now?
And so what happens is that many times, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Every religion has something that says something along those lines, right?
I don't really do the religion, yeah.
So what now?
I don't really do religion, but I know what you mean.
Well, whatever you want to call it. The point is that life, you realize living life that, you know, there's nothing new. You know, everything is coming in some way or another, even if it's just a small innovation or whatever. It's already been before. And
well,
so,
and I guess, yeah, and I guess the reason I ask you that question is because we are our work. So if our work is trying to figure out why relationships don't work, that's who you are. Relationships don't work. Doesn't that make sense? Because we are our work.
Are you saying that to me?
Yeah.
No. that's not correct. I don't agree. I don't agree at all.
Okay. Because I'm just saying. I'm putting it out
part
there.
Of, because... Part of, and if you, and this is what I want to. This is what I want to say. Hopefully, you don't interrupt me. This time.
Go ahead, Avon.
Okay. The research that was here, that was done here, came after a very, what I would consider, successful relationship, okay, that I just didn't move forward on at that particular point in time.
Why not? Why do you think you didn't move forward?
Hear me out, because my expectation of what I had and what I wanted to do within this relationship was totally different than what she was really wanting. You understand? So it goes back, and I was young. I was much younger than I am now.
Okay? So this is a relationship that you're no longer in.
Right. Hadn't been in for as long as the relationship lasted, I think. Yeah, about as long as the relationship lasted. But from that relationship, after watching that particular relationship go how it went, and then watching this particular young lady go through what she went through after a really good relationship, that's what 99 Questions was birthed out of. You understand? Which ended up helping so many other women. It was out of love for the woman that I had been with, but also out of love for a woman that I had fell in love with and had recently started dating. You understand? And so out of love, this 99 Questions was birthed. Well, from that, also the idea of the book, This Is Why I Won't Marry You, also came.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was an idea at that particular point in time, and what had to happen, I had to live some more life to even be able to write it. I tried to write it and tried to force it to come through. It wouldn't have came through because I hadn't lived enough life to even get it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what happens is it's kind of like the Christ, developing the Christ, becoming the Christ. You know, I keep telling people all the time what that really means. But becoming the Christ, you have to become the Christ. It's like you have to become that, I feel. Now, I may be wrong, but I feel, and that takes a process, meaning a process to where you become one with yourself and you begin to know who you are, and that takes the journey called life, or you take a sandpaper. You know, growing up, my great-grandfather's uncle, his brother, was a carpenter. And I learned how to smooth out. And it used to take some work at that time by hand, smooth the wood out. Well, it was rough at first. And it took some pain to kind of go through that. But once it got done, it was real smooth and looked real nice. And so I had to go through some of that and grow through some of that as well in order to come up with this particular thing right here 5.5 years later after it became an idea.
Yeah.
And I had to meet
beautiful.
Some people. I had to meet you. I had to have some conversation. I had to be on some radio shows.
Right.
I had to help some people to see if what I was actually talking worked. And so do relationships work? Absolutely 100% relationships work. However, they don't work if we continue to do the same exact thing. And so what This Is Why I Won't Marry You is a collection of all the things that did not work and things that did work to help bridge the understanding gap between men and women, and so that we can love, appreciate, and accept ourselves and know ourselves for who we are and where we are, so that way we can do that for whoever comes into our life.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. So let me ask you, Amani, it seems like most of your work, you referenced that you did this to help women. But you actually just validated what I just said, so thank you for that. Yeah, it helps men, but your target is women, because you said, you
right.
know,
that's
you
how
really...
You make a new man. That's how you make a new man. You got to make a new woman first.
You got to make a new woman before you can make a new man. And let me ask you, this is really about why your relationships don't work. So everything that you took us through that journey... You said this got birthed out of a very good relationship that you in that ended 99 Questions, and then it went on to This Is Why You Won't Marry You, and you started doing more and more research. So at the core of this, This is about why your relationships don't work. You went on to do this work and it helped other people, and you interviewed more people, and it birthed itself into that.
No, that's what you reduced it to, and that's not correct. That's what you reduced it to, and that's not correct.
But no, I didn't reduce it to anything, you know? This is really where you end up at, you see?
No,
this is really
that's not.
You end up with us. This is what you said. You ended up us. You started, you said it was birthed out of your relationship, and that's how 99 Questions came about. Then you went on, and that's how it is.
What I said was it was birthed out of love. It was birthed out hold on, let me finish because if you're saying this, then someone else is thinking this, and I want to make sure I clarify myself, because I don't have to have anybody clarify for me.
But
okay?
I can clarify for myself.
Because if you're saying that, it's not clear.
Can I finish?
No.
What I'm saying is you are ending relationships to help us, and we thank you for that.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to end a relationship to help y'all. I don't want to do that. No, that's not what I'm doing, and I don't want to do that. No. And I'm not accepting that, nor am I receiving that, because that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm not ending a relationship to help nobody.
What beautiful vision for me that you have ended these relationships, and out of all of these endings you've come to, it has helped with beginning us in relationships. So you're ending relationships to help.
Yeah,
because
all my friends are married. All my male friends are married. My female friends are getting married.
Yes, so you agree, see?
And I'm the one they call. I've been doing this since I was in junior high, though. Looking back, I was the person they, and I didn't have to end a relationship, though.
But let me ask you this. How does your mother feel about creating a new woman?
How my mama feel? My mama feel great. So now
about
what?
Creating new woman.
Well, now what?
No, I'm asking. No.
My mother is a biology school teacher, and she watches these children. She's watched these children for the last 21 years of her life, and she knows 100% that until there is a restructuring of the way things are going in these relationships, There's no solution to many of the problems that we have. When I started doing this, my mom has been behind me 100% on this, and it's
so
because
about creating a new woman.
Well, here's the thing. This is one thing my mom said to me. Okay, when I wrote 99 questions at 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, it was things my mom didn't know. It was things she did not know. Period. Point blank.
I'm sure
when she first got. When she first got married at 24 years old, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It was things she didn't know. And so when you just don't know sometimes, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And what has happened with some of my work is I've tried to, while I'm still within this same age group of the group of individuals that are coming up, and it's funny because I've been meeting individuals who at the time I wrote 99 Questions, they were 12 years old and someone bought them that book and gave it to them. You understand? So they're able to actually have some of this knowledge as a 12-year-old that many women didn't get until they went through all of these relationships, right? And now they're in their late 30s, 40s, and 50 years old, and they're like, oh, my God. And young men, the same thing. Well, hey, we're disseminating this knowledge out. Why? Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what, Monty, I do want us to get to questions, but I want to say thank you to you and your mother, because your mother was a single parent raising you, correct?
She was.
And she did an outstanding job. Thank you.
I don't know about all that. She did all right, though.
Yeah, she did.
Really? My mom, I tell people my mom all the time, my mom raised 3 children by herself. I remember. And this is, I tell people, you be very careful what you do towards your children as women and men, and be very careful what you do towards one another. and take responsibility in that relationship as the woman, and also take responsibility in that relationship as a man, because I remember being 2 years old and an argument and a big situation happening with my parents, you know. And so when I got older, my dad tried to say something. He didn't think I remembered, just like my mom, she didn't think I remembered. But I checked both of them, and I let both of them know, you know, you all didn't do what you were supposed to do, and I'm not putting this all on my daddy, I'm not putting this all on my mom. But what my mom did do was she didn't make any excuses after that for the life that she led. She did the best that she could. She did very well. My mom paid off her house back in 2005 in 15 years on a teacher's salary. She has her own cooking show, 3 cookbooks out that she put out. All of her children have gone to college, you know. And
Is she remarried? Is she married?
She got remarried one time real briefly, and that was that.
So, no, she's not married either.
She's not married at this particular point in time.
Beautiful, though. Beautiful. And big ups to all the sisters, brothers out there, because there's brothers raising children, too.
Yes.
And just trying to be the best that we all can be. At the end of the day, we're all doing the very best that we can. We are going to go to the phone lines now. I know you guys have some questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. If you have a question for Brother Armani, we're going to be taking the questions and talking here as well. As we get ready to go to the phone line, one last question I do want to ask you. We talk a lot, and in your books a lot, you talk about the angry black woman. But tell me about the angry black man.
I don't talk about
the
angry
black
woman.
Well,
I don't never
not
talk
in
about
the
no angry black. That's somebody else's book. None of my books talk about an angry black woman.
Hold on a second, Armani. Let me preference that. When you say things about women not understanding and those. So, no, you guys, Armani does not call black women angry. So let me take those quotations out. But you express the emotional side of the frustration of relationships not working.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me about that frustration coming from a man. And why are so many black men angry?
I think men, period, not just black men. You know, we got callers from around the world. You know, it's international.
We sure do. And
so,
and I know
so,
they are. They cool with that, but we talking about black men. We gonna talk about
so
men.
So this is not just, you know, about black men, but
trust
men,
me,
period.
I
like,
they're cool. They're cool with
cool. No problem. Men in general, and I go back on a very basic level. We got an energy situation going on here that you don't want to talk about, but you know we got an energy situation.
No, we talk about energy, but that's not what the show is about tonight. Well, energy is everything. We're energy.
Right.
Always.
These words we're speaking are energy.
We're talking about this expression of energy. There's no need to keep being it. So let's get to the point. Why are the men angry?
Well, because there's really an imbalance right now in the energy on a DNA level, on a physical level, psychological level, and a spiritual level, okay? And so what happens is, and I'll use this, and I talked about this the other night. I was doing something else, but most of the food that we're eating, especially in the modernized countries, and especially here in the United States, is really throwing us off big time. You know, it's causing many of the women to have increased testosterone. Let me answer the question, please.
No. I'm just telling you because.
And the women, for the men. It's also throwing the men off. Okay, it's throwing the men off as well with their natural balance. And so anytime you are off balance on any one of those levels, okay, you're going to have some situations in your relationships, and you're not even going to be able to see a situation correctly for what it actually is. And anytime you don't see a situation correctly for what it is, and I talk about this in one of my other books, in the Love Triangle, How to Heal from a Broken Heart, Hurt, Shame, Bitterness, and Betrayal, you are not going to be able to perceive it properly, kind of like football. If you watch any football game, back in the day, the way the football games went, it was only like one camera. So you could only see the game from one angle on TV if you were watching it from TV.
Right.
Or if and you were in the stands, you could only see it from one angle.
This is why men are angry.
Yes. Hear me out. And so what happens is that anytime you become too emotional in a situation, as a man for sure, you are not viewing the situation properly, man or woman. But as a man, you are not viewing the situation properly because you're not looking at it from all different angles. And so what happens with a man, most of the time a man, he goes, his first one is not necessarily hurt most of the time, but his is anger and acting out. Okay, he goes to anger and acting out, especially if words have been given and words have been said in a situation that come from another woman. Or say he walks and he catches a man cheating. Both of them might end up getting killed or whatever that night. Okay, crime passion, what they call passions, crimes of passion?
Catch the woman cheating, not the man. Cause
okay,
I,
well, catch
I,
the woman cheating, my bad. Yeah,
not
you know what I mean.
Catch,
but thank you for correcting me.
But let me ask you, what do you mean when you say energy is on board? Because you said the energy is on board. What does that mean?
So what now?
You said the energy is on board. What does that mean?
I don't think I said energy is on board. What else did I say before that?
You were saying the energy is now on board. What does that mean?
No, I think I said something else, and I don't remember what it was.
Okay, no problem.
I don't think I said energy is on board.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Okay, well, I have to go back and listen to the show, and then I can tell you later.
That's all right. It's okay.
But basically, part of what's going on is, and I said this on another person's show, outside of that, what's also happening is that anytime a man feels challenged, begins to feel challenged, he has to defend himself the only way he knows how, and so that causes
so
anger.
True. Do you agree with that?
It causes anger, especially if he's being articulated by women, which usually happens most of the time. Doesn't really happen with me that often because I'm a pretty articulate guy, and so
different than most men? Then you're different than men. That's what you said.
No, I didn't say that because I still get angry as well. But
no,
but the thing about me,
articulate most women, but you said you can. That's
well,
a problem.
And that's also been one of the things that why a lot of men like my work. You understand? A lot of men like my work because I'm gonna speak for that feeling part of men. Because a lot of times women, for some reason, don't think that men have feelings. You know, I hear a lot of women talking about that. They do, but the way those feelings.
Heart chakra. Remember?
Hold on, hear me out. Can you stop interrupting me, Miss Blue? Now you asked me to come on here, so now we're doing it. Let me finish my point, please.
Go ahead. I forgot. I gotta be still like the little kids when you're talking. Go ahead.
No, it ain't that. It's just that we do have people who are. Listen, I want to make sure I get this point. You know, we have proper dialogue, and that's actually one of the other issues in most male female relationships is proper dialogue and proper dialogue.
And conversation means that I don't sit here and just listen and then you talk. That means we're mature adults. We can engage each other and talk together. I do it with hundreds and millions of people all over the world all the time.
I'm not saying you aren't, but this is what I'm saying. Anytime that someone has something to say, okay, you want to hear them out. Male and female, both. You want to hear them out. And so in the process of hearing them out, let the person make their point. And when that person makes their point, okay, and we actually have, these are how healthy relationships go, but most people don't know this because we've never been taught that, okay?
I disagree with that.
Oh, gosh. This is what I've done for the last 7 years of my life. You can disagree with it all day you want. But one of the things that people who have healthy, successful relationships are able to do, they have proper dialogue. They have developed multiple ways, and one of the main ways is that letting the other person express whatever it is that they have to say, and then when that person is done, the other person, the agreement is, I'm going to listen to you now. And then when you're done, you're going to listen to me until we come to an agreement,
even if that
agreement is that we disagree.
But you haven't done that. Soon as I start talking, you say, let me.
Because if I don't do that, because if I don't do that with you, Miss Blue, you gonna run me all over.
Now you tell me why
you don't want to follow. You don't want to follow no dialogue.
Tell me why you don't do it. You didn't said all that wonderful stuff about leaving. Tell me why you don't do it.
Well, you know what? You know what? How about you and I try that? How about you and I try that for the rest of this radio show tonight? Okay, let's try that for the rest of the radio show tonight. And if I interrupt you, and if you interrupt me, for every interruption, we owe each other a dollar.
Amani, money has no meaning here.
Okay, well, then we owe each other. What do we owe each other then? What, you tell me. If we don't do it.
No. We're going to do that. If that's how you work best, I certainly understand. Some people can't chew gum and walk at the same time. I get it. So I will listen.
If it's just a regular conversation, great. Okay, but if we're actually, you know, you're interviewing, you're asking me the question, I'm answering. You let me answer then.
Okay, right? Go ahead, Ramon. Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's all I'm saying. When you and I have conversations, though, we just talk. We have conversations.
Yes, and I thought that's what we were doing here, but I get it.
All right, well, my
listen,
bad.
Everybody. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and we are going to get to questions. I promise you, Amani is going to take your questions. We're going to do that. So don't forget to go over to AmaniValentino.com so you can check out all the goodies there. Great conversation. You want to get it started in your house, go get one of those books and just read a couple of pages. And I promise you, you'll be able to have some great dialogue going on, some great discussion that really will make you dig deep and ask those tough questions to yourself, especially when it comes to relationship things. All right, go ahead.
What? I don't have nothing to say.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the callers. All right, so we're going to go to the callers. Calling in from area code 651, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
My own?
Yes, you are. Who's on the line, please?
Abdul.
Okay,
651.
Greetings, Abdul. You have a question for Brother Amani?
I'm just listening to y'all go back and forth, and I just want to know, have you ever dealt with a fear of rejection, and how would you get over that? If I had to ask, you know, an expert. If I can get feedback from both of you, that'd be nice.
Okay,
you
beautiful.
First, ladies first.
No, Amani, you're the guest. Go right ahead.
No, I ain't the guest. You're the guest.
No, I'm the host. Let's be clear. I'm the host.
You the guest. I'm taking over. You the guest. So I'm going to ask the question. You go ahead.
Go ahead, Amani.
fear of rejection, man. You know, honestly, very, 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 very seldom in my life that I can think of have I dealt with fear of rejection. I think that may have been back when I was about fifth grade when it came to women, because what I realized was a lot of times, especially once I got a little bit older, most of the time the women that I was being attracted to were also attracted to me. And so the only way for me to find out, you know, if I really wanted to move on, that was to go ask. And I said, well, heck, the worst that could happen is they say no. If anything worse than that, I sure don't want them. You know what I mean? If there's anything worse than well, no, you know, I'm really not interested in you, but I thank you for coming, then I don't want them anyway. And so that's happened before, where I walked up to a woman, and, you know, I said a couple words, and I realized, oh, she wasn't what I – ninth grade is when that happened. Ninth grade was one of the first times that happened. And that same young lady to this day is somebody that, you know, I see her out now. She hugging me, and, you know, whenever I go home and visit. And so it's like the girls that didn't like me back in the day, they like me nowadays and see that, you know, should have been a better decision. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't have an issue with that, man. I don't have one issue with that.
Yeah, I think I get a lot of that from school. Like, you know, coming up in school, and I was like, I felt like I wasn't able to fit in. So I felt like it kind of affected me with the males, and I think I still,
right.
I hate to say I carry the baggage with that, but damn it, might be true. And
yeah, I can help you. I can help you get over that though.
How so?
Give me a call. Reach out to me online. I'll do a 30-minute coaching session with you. You'll be done.
All right. All right. Write that down. Amos Blue.
Yeah. ArmaniValentino.com.
Yeah. Go to ArmaniValentino.com.
And email me from there, and there's a tab to put your phone number in or whatever. We'll do a 30-minute coaching session. And you follow that. You won't have to worry about that no more, bro. All
right. Amos Blue.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm beautiful. How are you?
just love to hear from you. You know that. You know that.
It's an honor always. Yeah, well, thank you for that. And thank you for calling in and just kind of opening up. I think it's a great first question for us to get into, to talk about that fear of rejection. When it comes to fear of rejection, and I look at it on a personal level for myself, I was always put in positions because of traveling, living all over the world, where I was always in the position of there were so many people around me. I wasn't familiar with the environment, the culture, the people. And so it really was one of those things I had to learn and kind of get myself in the position very early on to get over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because either that or you don't have anybody to communicate with and talk to. Do I still deal with some sort of fear of a rejection? The number one thing that I deal with when it comes to fear of rejection is maybe only within myself. I don't really see that when it comes to other people or things. I'm very open about that. For myself, though, sometimes I sit because fear is not always a bad thing. Sometimes we think fear is one of those things we need to just completely run away from and shut down. But really, it is the natural part of ourselves that energetically is there for a reason. But whenever that fear comes up, because it's something you cannot get rid of ever, it's a part of you being a human and being a spirit in this human body. You understand? You're going to have fears. But more importantly than the fear is really to just try to figure out, fine, energetically in your body, where is it and what is it there for? Because it's going to attach itself to either a memory or an experience or something you're completely familiar with. So, for instance, since we're talking about relationships, there is times that particularly that I have come in contact with an amazing man and I had a fear. The fear wasn't the rejection, you understand? So we have to stop and check, what is this fear? This fear sometimes is of the unknown. And a lot of times fear means to move forward and not go backwards, you understand? So it's not always rejection. We've been taught by society. We've been indoctrinated into all of these religions and cultures to believe that fear is something that is negative. But sometimes you stand in the position, and I want you to remember this as a brother, where you are in complete awe. When you have come in front of the goddess and you see that sister and you are in complete awe, that is the same fear that you will experience when other things are happening in your life. So it's about really getting down to the core issue about where the fear truly lies within you, because fear is not always a bad thing. You have to recognize it doesn't even mean rejection. You are in so much awe that you don't even know what to do. Your mind is thinking rejection, but that's not truly energetically where you may stand. So just some things on fear. So I have been in the presence of God himself and been in awe, you understand, been in that fear. But that fear meant to move forward and not to run away or even be thinking about anything of rejection. So remove rejection from yourself, because it only comes from what is inside of you. If you don't feel you've been rejected inside of yourself, you can't accept that outside of yourself. You understand? It doesn't mean everybody gonna like your ass, so I'm gonna mix sugar with shit. That ain't what that means. But understand that the only person that can truly reject you is you. That's it.
That's right.
Nobody else can. Yeah. Beautiful question. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Amani. Thanks, Miss Blue.
All right.
All right, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 215. You're live in the room.
All right. We're
going
to go to
Alamo. 215. We're going to come back.
You guys listen to ourselves. That was pretty cool.
Well, yes, it is, because they have their computer speakers on. So make sure you turn your computer speakers off if you're on the phone lines. So we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace. This is Lyrical Movements, and I'm currently calling from a little city in Connecticut.
Okay, greetings. Wow, you got a question for Brother Amani?
Yes. I was with a brother for a few years, and we kept bumping heads. However, we seem to not be able to live apart from each other. However, there's a lot of however. However, I don't want to go too deep into it, but I love him, and I know he loves me. But he is not into monogamy, and he's one of these brothers that feel like Brother Phil Valentine and a lot of other brothers who feel like they're kings and they deserve to have multiple women if they choose to, and variety is boring, so to speak. But I know that my integrity is at stake here if I stay or try to even put up a front with this brother and let him think that this is a positive situation. So how can I go forward with my life or this union without compromising my integrity? And I think I already have the answer to this question, but I'd like to pick your brain on this one.
All right. I like this. I'm glad, and I thank you for referencing, you know, your references there. So I want to make sure that I understand that this brother believes in polygamy, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't?
And I don't.
Okay, great. I will say this, one woman is better for you. That's just what I feel. One woman is best for you because, let me see, how can I say this? A woman will grow you, okay? And if that's the woman that is for you, she will definitely grow you, and you will not have to per se search for another woman. Part of the male issue is the male ego, okay? And that ego, in my opinion, is the edging God out part, and that's an acronym that I heard many years ago, and I totally agree with it. And sometimes that ego, when it enters, especially into the male, part of that is the man really and truly not having found his true power within. You understand? Not having found his real true power within himself. And so that's just what I personally feel. And because having a lot of women is for any man with some sense, like for real sense. Not intellect, but just some sense. Sometimes people can be intellectual fools, if you understand what I'm saying. if you don't have a real reason for that other than, okay, well, I think I'm a king. Well, where are your kingdom at then? Mm. You know, where are your kingdom at if you're a king?
Okay.
All right, every king, the woman that you with, that's your woman, before you can even get another woman, she has to be the person that approves of that woman. And if she don't approve of that woman, then you don't get her. Mm. And that's just what it is. Other than that, she has to divorce. You know, he has to divorce you. And so that whole thought, there is a school of thought for that. But if you don't subscribe to that school of thought, and you sound like a sister that believes in creator of the heavens and the earth, then the same way he brought that man, he'll bring you another man that you will love even more and to love you even more and to be with you even more. That's just what I personally feel. And that's for any man or any woman that's listening on the line tonight. You know, if something shows up and it's not what you really and truly have asked for, recognize it as such and keep it moving at that particular point in time and wait on that date with destiny for what you've been what you've been wanting, praying for, asking for, petitioning the Most High for. Okay? And so me personally, you know, it's I don't know. You know, when I was much younger, you know, the period where I, you know, the days a few different women and this, that, and the other. But, man, I was like, after that time period, I was like, man, how the heck people do this? It's too much. I got too many things going on. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And until a woman is, and I say this in my book, a woman is to really and truly ground a man and to really bring stability. Women look for a man nowadays, many times, well, he's not stable. A man ain't going to be stable until he gets a woman. He might be able to secure you, but really and truly being stable, not just financially, but stable all the way around, that stability comes through the woman. And if we look at on a biological level, you got the X and the X, right? Well, X can stand on by itself. A woman is an X and an X. A man is an X and a Y. Well, a Y cannot stand on its own. It has to lean up against something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so as a woman, you bring stability to a man. If that man doesn't see that with you, he might not be the one for you. And I'm just saying, I rarely say that, or it just might not be the right time for him in his life. Because many people can easily be influenced by thoughts of people as opposed to really and truly being influenced by the Most High and getting to themselves and just developing that within themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, developing those, and I believe Brother Phil Valentine also talks about that. He talks about that, developing that connection with yourself, okay, and letting that melanin within your own skin teach you.
Yeah.
Because one thing works for one brother don't mean it's another brother. And that brother, for that particular brother, he might not even have the wisdom to handle more than one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And because a woman, it takes to handle one woman takes some wisdom. So to handle two, three, and four, you an intellectual fool if you can't even handle one.
That is beautiful advice, and I am currently single, but, every now and then you cross paths, and then you wonder, like, hey, could I compromise, could I bend? Because I really feel like a lot of women are more willing to accept the role of compromising to please a man, and I feel like that's sometimes where we lose ourselves, you know, but sometimes it just seems that love is so strong, or the capability of that love, or the potential of that love could be so strong that you're willing to compromise yourself. And I really feel like that's where a lot of sisters go wrong, you know. So I think that's great advice, and I thank you for that. And I don't want to take up too much time because I'm sure there's a lot of other callers.
Can I say something else to you real quick?
No problem.
This crossed my mind. Where a lot of sisters do mess up is this. If you are going to be the other woman, be married. And then that way, at least you're married to the man that's also married to another woman. You understand what I'm saying? At least go ahead and actually marry that man and be with that man for your own protection.
Hear me out.
No, that hear me out. Hear me out here, okay? And the reason why I say that is this, because again, this is another school of thought. But it takes the right type of man and the right type of woman for that.
If you're not that, and he's not that, it doesn't work. I think this school of thought is great, but you went back and told her, the sister on the line, if she's going to do that, be married, after she just said that that's not what she wants to do.
No. But this is all. But here, just finish hearing what I'm saying. And here's the reason why. If this brother is a brother that is a producing man, okay. Now, this ain't for you because you're just listening, but it came across my mind while you're on the phone because there might be some sisters that are in the same situation. So I appreciate that.
That's different because you told her, if you're
that's
going
fine.
To quit.
That,
you
I
know,
got
to,
that. That's fine. But I came back and I covered myself, and so I'm
good.
Covering myself right now. Now.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
Now, having said that, is this, if this brother is a producing man, because I actually had this conversation on another radio show, most women are sharing a man anyway. A lot of women are sharing a man anyway. Okay.
It is an unfortunate circumstance, but it is true.
Exactly. And so what's happening is it's causing that woman's stress, it's causing you stress, and it's causing this man's stress. And so if we were really smart, especially from an economic standpoint,
Amani,
standpoint, it would not be a bad decision. Now, you said you were going to let me finish my statement, Ms. Blue.
One of the things
that you have to do is be able to tell the truth in a relationship if it's going to work and do what you say you're going to do.
Amani, give me a second. Because I'm the hoster, I just want you to explain, say, producing, what are you talking about? Are you talking about money?
I'm talking about a man that has mentally,
you said who's
spiritually, emotionally. Hold on, let me finish. You asked the question. Let me answer the question. A man is producing.
What does that mean?
If I tell you I'm an author and a publisher, what are you expecting to see? You're expecting me to produce a book, right?
In this reference, when you said...
Answer my question, and then I'm going to go here. And this is for a reason. Just follow me here, please. If I'm
Amani.
An author, are you expecting me, young lady, what's your name again?
My name is Lyrical Movements.
Okay. Miss Lyrical Movement, if I'm telling you I'm an author, you're expecting for me to have some books, right?
Correct.
Right. And so if I'm a man, okay, there's a definition of a man... depending on whomever you're speaking with, but a man that's a producing man or a man that's a king or he wants to be considered a king, then he needs to be able to show you, I feel, as a man, as another man, he needs to be able to show you his kingdom, what he's built, what he's doing, what he has going on, and how you can enter into that, showing you what he has produced. And now, listen, I'd like for you to come into this, okay? This is what I'd like for you to come into. He has produced. He's not just lip profession. You understand? He's not just professing with his mouth, but he has no, you can't even see nothing.
Show
I
me
know
the
some
money.
People like that. If you show me the money,
that's what you're saying. He has to show you the
not,
kingdom.
That's not what I'm saying. No, because part of the kingdom is this.
Right, that's right.
No,
he's
he has
showing
to show you that, but part of the kingdom is this. Is that okay?
Amani,
well,
telling you, show him the money because he already done explained to you the situation and where his school of thought is by wanting to have more than one wife. So if he's bringing you into his kingdom, he's showing you what he has produced, which is based off of the money he's making. Because what else is he showing you other than he's already explained to you his school of thought? He's talking about material. At this point, show me. Kingdom is material things because he's already explained everything else. This is why he said if a man is producing, that means material. Has to.
No, not necessarily because there are some things that I've produced. There are some things that I've produced that I cannot show you that I did. No, hear me out because this is very important. Please. Okay? This is what I'm saying. Outside of just the material, a kingdom is built for inheritance of the individuals that
but
will take part in this kingdom. And now,
book.
Hold on. Please.
You said, if I'm an author, I should be producing books, right? I'm a writer and an author. You gave an example of something material. So that's why I'm saying
you're talking about a material kingdom. No, I'm not just talking about just material. And if you'll let me finish, it'll be real quick. And you'll see exactly what I'm saying. Okay? Part of the producing part and the kingdom, as I said, showing you the kingdom, some of the kingdom is not necessarily per se what he put up with his own hands or what money bought him. There are people that I have helped to build or that are part of the kingdom through affiliation with me or through knowing me that you'll be able to benefit from by coming on to where I'm at. There are some places that I can send you as my woman that you can go that because I've made friendships that didn't cost me a dime, you understand, that you'll be able to benefit from and grow your own life as well just because your affiliation as my wife. And so when I come in, I need to not only show you, well, this is what I have, but also, you know what, I'm going to make your life better just because you are my woman. Not in the material. You're a black woman in America. Most black women in America, they doing their thing. You don't need no money from me.
how can I benefit your life outside of just money? Again, everything in life is what? I said at the beginning of the call, a relationship. Okay? So there are some friendships that you're going to have to be developed, some favor that you're going to have just from being a part of my kingdom, if I'm calling myself a king. There's a certain privileges that come with that. I need to be able to show you those privileges as well that don't have anything to do with that. But what have I produced in my life? Because I can become a part of a kingdom. I can have a material kingdom that looks wonderful, but you don't know how I got that kingdom. And if I got that kingdom bad and you come be a part of it, then what's going to happen is that hell might fall on you and your seed from that kingdom by becoming a part of it from what I have produced. You understand? And so you need to know all of that if you're going to go into a situation like that. I have a friend that she did that. She went into a situation like that, and it didn't work out so well. I didn't know her before that. I knew her after that, okay? And so, but I also know some people, they've gone in and it went well. I actually have two friends that happened to, and it didn't go so well for them. But it's because they didn't go in properly. Because all they were looking at was the material. So that's what I was saying.
Only thing I'm going to say is Willie Lynch to Willie Dynamite.
But if you don't feel good about it, and that's not you, again, I'm gonna say this: don't do it. It's not because if you don't feel good, then don't do it.
It's not me, and I feel like I'm sorry.
No. The only thing I was gonna tell you, Lyric, is you said it's clearly not you. So the example of a kingdom that's pimping, you understand? And there's a brother, Dr. Mark Johnson, that talks about this, and he disbars all this pimping stuff because this is about pimping. You understand? Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you places, and I'll do that. That's what a pimp does. You understand?
You're taking the word wrong. I'm not even talking about pimping like that. What I'm saying is, I'll give you another example. Why are you talking about pimping? I'm not talking about pimping.
I didn't say you did. I'm telling you what I took from the conversation, and I'm telling Lyric and telling everybody listening. That's just a pimp game. You understand? Mm. That's the same thing. If we go back further, that's what the Willie Lynch letter. Let me finish.
I'm talking about anything to do with no pimp. You understand what I'm saying? What I'm talking about is this.
Hold on. Let me finish, Imani. Let me finish.
Okay.
You talked. Let me finish. Lyric, the point is, if it's not for you, it doesn't matter. It isn't for you. And it doesn't matter if brother is willing to show you his kingdom, if he's willing to send you places so you can get favor. We are not in the Old Testament or even the New Testament. It doesn't matter what school of thought you come from. It doesn't matter what land he can send you to and tell you that's his homeboy. He going to give you the hookup because you are with him. Because woman, thou art laid down before me, I will give favor unto thee for vowing to me. Don't let nobody pimp you like that. Whether it's through a Willie Lynch letter, because that's what that was, or whether it's through the other kind of pimping, you don't want to do either way. Here's what I will say to you, because you did come on, and one of the things that I love is that you were able to both tell Imani that you had the answer to your question, but you really wanted him to tell you his thoughts, and he gave you that insight, and that's beautiful. One thing I want to tell you is make sure, and I know we're not doing readings tonight, but I can't let you go with this because this is going to help you. You see that smoke detector that's beeping in your house?
Yes.
I know you hear it. It is letting you know that there are things in your life that you are not paying close attention to. So there are always going to be divine things that are in our space that can give us the confirmation that we need, because all of this energy is beginning to push itself out. And one of the closest places that it does push itself out is right there in our sacred space where we're living. So make sure you change the battery in that smoke detector, and then it's going to help you to make sure that you're tuning into the little things that is going on with you. But if something ain't for you, it just ain't for you. I don't care what kind of kingdom is. Okay? Yeah, peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next.
I'm done with you, Miss Blue.
Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, my God.
I am not talking about no pivot.
Listen, I didn't say you were. I told you what I got from that. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
804?
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
Greetings from the line, please.
Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing? This is Rashad.
Okay, greetings. Why you sound so far away?
Probably because my mic's cheap.
Okay.
If
we're on speaker,
I'm going to put my mic out.
Take a speaker. There we go. There we go.
Is that better?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have a question for Brother Amon? Greetings.
Yeah, I had a question. When do you understand that, or when do you come to understanding as a single man that, you know, women are almost always right, and you humble yourself to understand that, so you can always, that's how you keep your relationship working?
I think that, honestly, and that's a good question, because this was something I had this conversation with a group of men before, and what happened was that these particular men were quite unhappy, and they couldn't express that. I even had this conversation recently with my sister's fiance, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of men end up keeping their feelings inside. And so they end up, one day, when they actually get the opportunity to talk to a woman that will listen to them and that will let them know, you are right about what you said. You are right about that particular situation that happened, whereas all this time you've taken on this thought process that you were wrong. And because that's just kind of how it's been, we've been taught as men to do. Especially in this country, to keep peace, but then we end up being unhappy. So then we have inner struggle. You understand? Because in that relationship, we're still not really getting what we want, and that our life is just supposed to be miserable because the woman is always right. You understand what I'm saying? And so a lot of men have explained, they won't say this to the woman, they won't say this to women, but they'll come and they'll say it to, you know, to me anyway. I actually have a man that I've been doing some coaching sessions with for about two and a half weeks, and he's just been holding this stuff in for over 2.5 years now. Been married to the woman for 10 years, holding this stuff in for 2.5 years, to where it's really literally breaking him down. You understand? And I don't think you ever come to that, because in the process of coming to that, if you cannot be happy in the relationship as well, and you can't get some of what you want in that relationship as well, eventually it's gonna turn out not good anyway. Okay, I believe a woman is a gift from you to you, and a woman adds to you. And so if she's not adding to you, and then you're not adding to her, but she's only taking, then what are you doing? You know, that's just my thought. So having come to that, I've come to that realization before, but then when I thought about it, I wasn't happy. And so there's no reason for me to be in a situation and not be happy. And I learned that many years ago when I was really young. If I'm not happy doing it, I'm not going to do it, because then I'm not even going to perform to the best of my ability anyway. And that's just me. And that's just my own personal opinion. And many men that I've talked to, like I said, I have men from the time I started doing this 6.5 years ago, they will come to me and they have conversations with me that they won't have with other people. You know, it just has a confiding with me. And so I don't know. I don't know if I ever come to that. I've come to the realization of being happy. And if you're in a situation and where the woman is always right, and if that makes you happy, then great. That don't make me happy, because if somebody's wrong, I don't care if it's my mama, I'm going to tell my mama, "Mama, you're wrong," and I've been like that my whole life. And just like if I'm wrong, and I'm literally wrong, and you can show me where I'm wrong, I'll admit, hey, I'm wrong. You're right.
You know, I have a question for you.
Oh.
I have a question for you. Who told you women are always right? Where'd you get that?
I don't. No one told me that. I just from working with women and my mother and my wife and just women in general. I got wisdom. Y'all are right most of the time. Y'all got a sixth sense, so it makes my life easier because I can get knowledge and I don't have to go through it. I can, that makes sense. Okay, I got that point of view. You know, because it's like women play play chess. Men are playing checkers sometimes, so that's why they're on the board. They can move. We get stuck in one place. So y'all all over the place, you know, with power. So, I mean, that's me as being mad.
No. I was just curious, you know, to hear where sort of that came from. And definitely, you know, it is good that you have been able to recognize the women in your life and be able to recognize the wisdom that they bring, because we do bring different energies. It's not 100% for everybody, you understand. I know a lot of brothers who have, by being with good women in their lives and even by their own work, have a lot of wisdom.
Yeah.
So sometimes we think of that thing as wisdom as being feminine energy. It is feminine energy, but it doesn't only come from the women. It's a lot of brothers who have wisdom, because when you start to tap into wisdom, it's a whole other level of energy that comes to you that cannot be bought, broke, you know, you can't pass it on. It's one of those things that you have to live in order to get. That's where real life alchemy begins to come into play. I think that's a beautiful question. Thank you. Thank you for calling
Amen.
In.
Thank you, Blue. Always a pleasure.
All right,
thank you,
Mike. You know, Amani, I want to ask you before we go on to the next question. When you were talking about your brother-in-law, did you tell your future brother-in-law that your sister needed to be made over before she moved into his kingdom? Did you give him that advice?
Well, he was young. He was hard-headed. I told him this some years ago. He was hard-headed, and now he's I'm like, this is my sister. This is my little sister. I love my little sister. And so, I mean, you know, a woman, again, you have to learn. You really have to learn your mate and the person that you're going to be with before
you go ahead
and really make that commitment.
So you
I'm not answering that question in case my sister come back and listen to this. I got wisdom enough not to answer that question. So. How about that?
Oh, so now you don't want to tell us the answer to the question.
Nah.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. Call in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell me who you are and where you're calling from. 518? 518. Okay.
Next caller.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling
I don't know if I've ever told you, Miss Blue, but I just love your voice, just so you know.
Oh, Amani, thank
you. All the years we've ever talked, I've never told you that, but it just crossed my mind. I really love your voice.
Oh, thank you, Amani. You know what to say, don't you? We're going to go.
No, it just crossed my mind. I mean, come on.
No, I know you do. I'm teasing him. I know he does. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 786. Y'all scared tonight? Y'all don't want to say anything? We're certainly going to go to the next caller. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in. Wait a minute, what happened? Calling in,
press one.
Yeah, we need some sisters. Monty wants some more sisters to call in. So calling in from area 919, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Perrin from Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina. I know that 919. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had a question for you. Why are you so rude to Blue right now?
Oh no, me and Miss Blue. I feel she's being rude to me. We're not being rude. Me and Miss Blue. people said the same thing to me. Why is she being rude? No, that's just when we're on the radio, we just let it go.
We talk
how we want to talk. That's just how we do.
Yeah, no, he's not.
And so you got you would have to have listened to us, because probably conversations is.
This is, we just talking. We just getting it in. We just talking. It's the heated conversation. And you guys know, look at y'all in the chat room. Look at y'all over there. I hear y'all at home pulling your mate, talking about he don't know what he talking about. She don't know what she talking about. I hear y'all. We hear y'all.
Do you feel disrespected?
Oh, of course not, and never would that happen.
I don't feel disrespected either. So
no, not at all. So we're all good, yeah. You guys. I'll be all good. So we're gonna
go. He checking up on you though. That's good though. He checking up though.
Oh yeah, they love.
He checking up.
Blue. We're gonna go to the next caller calling in from area code. And thank you so much. I want to thank the brother calling in too. But no need. You know, Miss, we can hold it down right here.
Just like that woman on my Facebook page. You said, hold on. Who is she? Does she know who I am? You remember? Am I gonna have to check her?
That's right. I can hold my own, y'all. Trust and believe. They know. They know. It's all good. It's all good. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 855, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night, Miss Blue. It's Griffin calling from Jamaica.
All right. Greetings, Griffin from Jamaica.
Guaguan, Christian. Guaguan.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
That's
I
good,
just
bro.
Have a really quick question regarding relationship. You hearing me good?
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Griffin.
All right. When it comes to relationship, brother, what do you think it's really based on? Is it just based on the differences in gender, or is it the energy between people?
Both, and also our culture has to do with that as well. You know, our culture has to do with that as well.
Because why I really ask that, because I'm trying to understand when you say most men are looking for
best case scenario.
What do you mean by that? Because that sounds so cold and detached, and I want to understand what you're saying.
No, it's actually quite warm. I think many times with men who are really, you know, when we think we found a woman that we love and we care about or whatever, and once you reach a certain age, you're not looking for this woman who has to have, most men with sense are not. We're not looking for this woman who has to have this perfect figure. We're not expecting a woman not to have any stretch marks. We're not expecting a woman not to have had all perfect relationships. You know, we're expecting a woman to have had some bad relationships. We're willing to accept a woman where she is if we're attracted to her and we think that there's something there. Okay, we're willing to accept her.
But that sounds more like you love the person. More than
that's what I'm trying to say, but it's just a way of describing a woman based on wherever life has brought her to. Like there are many, and I talk about this in my book more in detail. But many times, you know, I've met like thousands and hundreds and thousands of women, literally, and I've had these conversations with them. And I mean, there have been women who've married three and four different men, talking about, okay, I'm still waiting on the one. They're in their 50s and 60s and 70s and 30s, and they still waiting on the one. But they haven't treated any of the men that they were with correct. I was speaking with a woman last night, and she's in her mid, well, she's 43. Nice-looking woman. Real, you know, got some things going for herself, but she's never been married. And then she finally admitted last night as I was talking to her, she said, well, you know, Armani, when I think about it really and truly, you know, I kind of let some of these guys go that at that time I didn't really know that these were actually really good men. It's been a couple guys that I let go like that, and I shouldn't have. And it was because she was looking for perfection in imperfect people, whereas most of the time as men, you know, who are ready to be mad and ready to be with a woman, we're really looking for a woman who has these certain basic things, depending on who we are as men, but understanding that wherever she is when we meet her in life, we're accepting her for that right there, for this best case scenario, not Miss Perfect. You understand?
But Miss Best Case, we're not looking for a perfect. We're looking for the woman based on whatever her life has given or life has brought her. We're accepting her right there. She don't have to be perfect. She don't have to have the best this, the best that. The, you know, she's just, we had a connection. She see, I see something in her. I'm going for it. You understand? And that was actually one of the things that my two of my friends that got married, that was one of the things that she said. She said, you know, and she started crying as she was saying this at the reception. She said, you know, you accepted me. She said, you accepted me for who I was. She said, I had so many relationships at work, but you accepted me for who I was. So, I don't know if that answers your question, but hopefully it does.
Well, I think probably words mean different things to different people. So
right.
Communication is a hell of a thing, I guess. But thanks a lot. Thanks
for
sharing.
Right. Thank you, Griffin.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
I can be a little comedic sometimes, you know. Miss Best Case Scenario, everybody laughed about that. So, you know, it was just some laughter as well.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 813. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Man, this is Captain Smell So Good from the Starship Smelly Prize, representing Tampa, Florida. 813.
Go ahead. Man, I like you, man. Come on, man.
You don't even know me, but that's cool. You should. You know what I'm saying? Because it's real.
It's
up with you, man.
You're talking about from the smell, man. It smells good.
Let me ask you
that,
something,
man.
That's what's up. Let me ask you something, bro. Where have you been with your 10 books? Where have you been in the world?
Where have I been?
Yeah.
You don't have to go anywhere, brother.
No,
you,
you do, brother. Yes, you do. You need to be going some places, bro, because if you don't get out of the United States, your 10 books you done wrote, really, I'd be done pissed on all that.
Oh, well, go right ahead.
All this, you talk about, you done talked to thousands of women and all this. Brother, if you've been talking to American women, you only dealing with an American mentality. You need to understand, this world got billions and billions of people in it. And you so one-sided, bro. You were talking so one-sided, like the only women you ever dealt with was women who, shit, just are begging for a man. You ain't talking about
sir.
No career-minded
no,
women
sir.
Who are looking for any kind of man.
Okay.
I mean, it has nothing to do with your possessions, bro. If a woman sees a man standing on the side of the road holding up a sign that says, you know, I need a home and I need food, if that woman sees that man and she loves him because she sees that's a trying man, and she takes him in and she changes his life and he changes her life, that's what love is all about, bro. Love has no way to do with anything that has possessions. You can have $1 million, and you can look at all these people in Congress right now and see how happy their relationship. Look at Obama right now, see how happy his relationship is. But he got money. He got fame. He got fortune. Look at R. Kelly and look at the rest of these artists and all these other people that's getting divorces right now. What I'm saying is, bro, I applaud you for your book writing.
I'm trying to figure out what you're
writing
saying.
A book
everything
relationships, but you need to.
Everything
you really
you're saying,
to,
I agree with.
You need to do more
everything
than talk.
You're saying, I agree. Everything you're saying, I agree with, and that's
you
why
need
I'm
to
trying
more.
To understand
and
what
you
you're
to
saying.
Get out of the United States. I've been to Germany. I'm ex-military. I've been to Italy.
What?
I had a woman wash my feet. Like I was Jesus
in
himself.
The United States.
You ain't never
two.
Had that, brother. You ain't never had
two.
That. So don't talk.
I guarantee you, I have.
So
what are you saying, brother?
Never had that. Come on, man. I'll go get your book. Because you ain't, bro.
How you going to tell me I have it?
You ain't even been out of the United States, bro. And that's not no American mentality to do that. Because one problem that we have is we don't even respect ourselves because we don't know ourselves. You don't know yourself,
bro. I hate to tell you, brother, but.
You don't know yourself, man.
Honestly,
know thyself, man.
Know thyself. Honestly, I honestly appreciate you. But not if you're telling me what I haven't happened.
I am telling you because this whole show you've been telling women what they need to do. You've been telling
you
women what they want
to
hear, and all that's BS, man. That's this because this is what you've been doing the whole show. You done talked over the show host. You talked over the guest. Just try to get your point across. That's a bully mentality, bro. And that's why you're single. That is why you single, because you don't know how to. You don't know what compromise in a relationship is. It ain't got nothing got nothing to do with no right or wrong. It's not, it has nothing to do with that. Because we are God's people and we all sin. So what does that mean? You going to sin and I'm going to sin. She going to sin. And that together, y'all going to sin together. As long as y'all stay together, that's love. That ain't got nothing else to do with nothing else.
But
say what you want to say, man.
Brother, how long have you been on the show? Because you hadn't. Everything you're saying well, is
I've
in
been,
my
I've been
book.
On the
everything
show
you're saying.
I've been on the phone line over 25 minutes.
Oh, well, you missed a part of the show then, brother. I mean,
no,
you talking about
well,
something.
Well, but that's saying that I caught half the show, and the half of the show that I caught sound like a bunch of rubber rousing, man. You sound like Miss Cleo or one of these white
I
folks trying
it.
To sell one of these get-rich quick schemes.
Wonderful.
That don't make
wonderful,
no sense.
Brother.
If
I appreciate
I'm broke,
it.
If I'm broke and I want to get rich, why am I going to go out and spend $50 on your book to tell me how to get rich? That means I need to save my $50
it.
And learn how to flip it.
Wonderful.
So if I'm going to sit up here and let you sit up here and tell me, are you
wonderful.
Married? Are you engaged?
Wonderful, sir. No, sir, not at this time.
Do you have a woman in your life?
Not at this
time. Do you have a woman in your life?
Yes, I do, but that's not what this show is about.
Here's the stuttering. It's not so much the stuttering, it's just the fact that I'm really lying, bro. Why your woman ain't even calling on the show to sit up here and support the stuff that you're saying? Oh, yeah, I support my man. I support his books.
How many people on the line right now, Miss Blue?
A couple hundred.
Okay. Do you happen to see any 8954s or 870s or 972s?
On the whole show. You should have brought her on as a co-host, a co-guest with you. Then
tell her to press one. Tell him to press one.
Press
the button and bring your old lady on because you would have got a whole nother different response had she been on checking you right there. Which she should have been. If she was a real woman, she would have been right there checking you on some of this nonsense
okay.
she's been saying, but pimp.
Sounds wonderful, brother.
Pimp. How old are you? Matter of fact, if you don't mind putting your age out there, how old are you, man?
Anything else you want to ask, brother?
I'm really not asking any questions. How old are you, brother?
You shouldn't come on anybody's shows.
If you can't stand in the paint, homeboy, don't get sensitive.
No, I don't have no problem standing in the paint, but one of the things that I don't do anymore, I don't go back and forth in a one-sided conversation. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, this is what your whole show been about. That's why I had to call in, because this whole show, you just been doing this one-sidedness, man.
If you're going to ask me a question, okay, let me answer one question before you ask me another one. Other than that, we ain't got nothing to talk about, brother. You didn't ask me about this. Then this is how you've been handling the show.
I guess that's just the whole point of me calling in, because this is how you've been handling the show, and I ain't like the way you've been handling the show. Just kicking your whole one side of view, and you don't want to give no real answers, and anybody want to hear nothing about no. Just buy it in the book.
But I am the guest on the show.
Yeah, just like you played it off, you was the host. Ain't that what you slipped out your mouth and said? You was the host.
Miss Blue, I've been on Blog Talk Radio.
I've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2009. That's why I'm counting the smell so good. That's why I'm a starship smell of pride. That's why I smell so good. You can check me, homeboy. You can look up all my credentials, and I don't need no books to back up what I do. But I know what it takes to stay in a relationship, and that's the Lord, man. And you obviously don't have that. You sound like a real Eddie Murphy slick dick preacher. They're just trying to sell some lines to get your book sales. That's what you sound like. And matter of fact, after this show is over, I hope you go back into the archives and re-listen to your words, man, because obviously you don't listen to yourself. You obviously just stand in the mirror and say some good stuff, and then when it sounds good to you, you walk out the door and start espousing that stuff. That's dangerous, man. That is dangerous. And just because you put it in a book, just because you can write, that don't mean nothing, bro. That means jack nothing. It all depends on what you put into that book. And if you're putting a bunch of lies into that book, just like our American history books, you just as wrong. You just as wrong. Miss Blue, I'm out, man. You need to get this clown off the show, though. Get some better cats on your show. This cat here, man, you're a fake, dog. You're a fraud. And I'm going to tell you that straight up. You ever want to come on my show, come on my show. I'll do a special 3-hour show just for you, dog. But you better come real, man, and don't bring your 10 books. Bring your knowledge, man.
Well, I am back. Wow. Okay. Well, you know, hey, listen, I love the fact that we can continue to talk. Let me see if Amani is still here. I think Amani's call dropped off the call. And I'm back. So maybe he'll call back in because my call dropped as well. So we are back. We are back live in the remix. What are y'all all jumping up and down for? What are y'all all jumping up and down for? Amani, if you're back on the line, press the line. Okay, I think Amani's back too. All right, let's see. Amani, are you back? I'm back.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay, we are back. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 210. You're live in the remix. Please if you're calling from 210.
Yes, good evening. My name is Khalil. I'm calling from San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas.
Yes,
greetings.
Yes, greetings to both of y'all. And I just want to say, brother, just hang in there. You know, this all happened for a reason. It's going to make you a stronger person. And I hear you, and I hear that it's going both ways. I'm just shocked that at the sister there, Miss Blue, I'm just shocked that you let that conversation go on that long with that brother. And I know you're getting your show pumped up, but I've never seen you have a guest on your show treated the way this young brother is being treated. Peace and love to both of y'all.
Peace and love to you. How is he being treated? How is he being treated?
Disrespectful.
I don't think that's a fair.
You're the host. You have the control of the show. I have never heard you let anybody talk to your guest this way.
Who disrespected you, Amani, on the show?
I mean, I'm good. I mean, I feel exactly what you're saying, it doesn't bother me.
You're not letting him talk. And when he tries to talk, the projection is that he's being rude. He's not being rude. In fact, I think he's held himself up very well. Brother, just take a deep breath and hold on.
I don't know you, sister, but I appreciate you because honestly, as far as the last guest, I really didn't want to say anything at all because the thing I don't do.
Wait a minute. What last guest? I did the last show. What are you talking about, last guest?
No, the last guest that was just one. I appreciate you taking up for me, sister.
The last caller. Amani, I don't think anybody to take it for you. And one of the things that I will say, because I've been doing this show on Blog Talk, and I always have people who come on here. This is a conversation about relationships. And if we're going to be adult and we're talking, I know Amani. Me and him are friends. We know each other. And we've known each other for a long time. I would never let anybody come on here and disrespect anybody. Let people come on and speak their mind, of course, just like Amani has spoken his mind. There are many people who felt as though Amani speaking over me was disrespectful. I didn't take it that way. They took it that way.
You and I are good towards one another. We're good.
One thing that I do want to make sure that is clear is if you're going to come on, and Amani knows this because we talked about this before the show, this is a difficult conversation. We know that. We can look at our children in our communities. We can look at ourselves. We can look at past relationships. And we can understand why this is a difficult subject to come into. And so these topics that Amani brings on, I bring him on for this reason, because it really brings people outside of their comfort zone and they're able to express themselves. This brother Amani he doesn't need anybody to protect him. To come to his defense, I thank you for doing it. Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm not new to this. I'm not new to this. You know what I'm saying? Everything that everybody said.
As I said before, it'll make him a stronger person when he goes to somewhere else. He will know how to handle his business. Period.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I would agree with that part. I agree.
But I'm not. What he's
when you come to the remix, you got
brothers like that before. I've had sisters like that before, and so that's nothing new. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing new. The thing is, I just wasn't entertaining the conversation anymore, and I don't know how I got disconnected somehow, but I just wasn't entertaining the conversation anymore.
I got disconnected from the call well too, but I don't have a platform where people come on and just blatantly disrespect people. Not at all. That's not even the energy for that here. But I do know one thing. That Amani, I know you can handle your own, just like I can handle mine.
Oh, yeah.
We know this is
a
tough subject. And we know that when you put information out here, you are going to have to stand behind it. And I think that's something that we should all do. We all should stand behind
it. But I do appreciate you, though, sister. I understand where the sister was coming from. So I appreciate you, what you were trying to do. I appreciate that.
I appreciate it, too.
Well, I'm glad you hear me. I love both of you all. I love your show, Miss Blue. And a brother... And he's gonna be good. I know he is, because if anytime you can go through what that caller put you through and maintain your cool, you got it going on, brother. I love you.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you.
You gonna be good, Amani.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anytime you be on Ricky Smiley, Ricky Smiley's a fool, and you can deal with Ricky Smiley. Come on now. You know, this is. I'm not new. Most people, some of the people who are on and listening to the show, they're new to me, but I'm not new to this. You feel me? They're new to me, but I'm not new to this. So I understand. It's no big deal.
I would say this: the people listening to the remix, we don't have single-minded ears. We have very tough ears. And just about every single person who's been on the planet, and you've been listening to Amani, so you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
We get down with the get down. And when you come on and you open up Pandora's box and you start to bring out stuff, we're going to talk about it. And that's how we do.
Exactly.
This is one of those shows that is so sensitive to everybody. But by no stretch of the imagination do I want anybody to feel that I would bring somebody on and let you get disrespected. You understand? I don't invite those kind of people on the show. Now, when you come on the platform, you will get challenged, but that's understood. We didn't talk about that. So there's a difference between being challenged and being disrespected.
Right.
So we good. So we're going to keep going because we got another caller on this line, and we want to thank you guys for all the love because everybody is sending it out there, calling in, and bringing this, and y'all are sending me messages. Hold on. I got to tell somebody something real quick. Save it to the end. Save it to the end. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like a Skype call calling in. Katie?
Greetings, Miss Blair and Amani.
Greetings.
Hey.
Katie, tell everybody
where you're from. South Africa?
From the UK.
UK, okay, wonderful. I'll be over that way soon.
Cool. Sorry, I've just woken up. So I didn't hear your show.
So, Katie, did you press 1? You have a question for Brother Amani? Or are you just listening?
I guess I wanted a reading.
Okay, well, we're not doing readings tonight. We're talking about relationships. So I'm going to place you back on hold and let you listen. We are glad to have you.
I wanted to do a reading for her.
Say it again, Amani.
I wanted to do a reading for her.
That's beautiful, but you don't dictate what I do. I'm not in your kingdom.
No, it was going to be a real funny reading, but it's all good.
Look.
It was going to be wake up, listen to the show, and then press 1, okay?
What'd you say, then press 1? No,
yeah,
it's
listen to the show first, then press 1.
So, you know. You know.
Oh,
all right. So we still have the phone lines open, you guys. We have about 18 minutes left to go in the forum as we continue this discussion here about Make a New Man. So, Imani, while we're waiting, let's get down. We've gotten down and we've kind of dug in deep in a lot of different places, but I want to talk to you about this. So tell me now that we've gone through the whole show, and I want to use what the sister said. This is really going to add to your experience level and everybody out there listening, myself included, based on the show we had tonight. Can you make a new man?
I told you. I answered that question as simple as I could. When you make a new woman, you automatically make a new man.
So
you know, the thing is, women, as men, we can only do what women allow us to do. And so what has happened is that we look around in the communities. The first teacher that you have in your life is
you know why? Because because every time when you say you can't make a new, you say if you make a new woman, you make a new man. But yet, every time that we start to get into this discussion or we start to talk, it's like you got to finish saying what you got to say. So if that's the case, how come you don't have more respect for women if women are the one making the men? But your target focus is about helping women. It's not about helping men. So how is it that a man that has to be made by a woman needs a woman help, needs to help women? Doesn't that seem like an oxymoron?
It actually seems very, very...
It doesn't, because if you're a man telling me that the only way you can make a new man is if you make a new woman, but you're the man teaching the woman. Isn't the contradiction of what you said about making a new man? Because you're not a woman. Shouldn't it be a woman teaching a woman how to make a new man if the women are making a new man? I'm just saying. Just help us understand that.
All right, I will. Can I answer the question 100%?
Yes. Yes, can.
All right. And y'all just walk with me if you're listening here. Just follow me here real quickly.
You got 15 minutes. Go ahead. 15 minutes. We gonna listen.
It ain't gonna take that long. You wrong. You wrong. You so wrong for that. Now.
15 minutes. Go ahead.
No interruption, please, because I really want to get all of the thoughts that are on my head out, if you don't mind. Okay?
Okay. No interruption. I'm too like the little kids. I'm going to sit here quiet.
Well, no, it's not. And I don't want it to come across as that.
I'm joking. Go ahead.
Yeah, but even for the people who are listening, you know, I actively listened to your question because I want to make sure that I was hearing your question all the way 100% outright. You know what I'm saying? I started interrupting. I said, no, she's not done. Let me shut up. I want to hear the whole question. That way I can give you a whole answer. So what I was getting, by saying that, because that came to my thought, because, you know, you called me with this, like, with the title of the show, I think, what was it, earlier today or day before yesterday, I think? And so that was the thought, how could I answer this question very specifically? And as a woman, we want what y'all have straight up, period, 100%. We want, as a man, you know, we got to have a woman. You know, we got to have a woman. And so the women that understand their power that they operate in, and when you make a new woman, you make a new man, I'm talking about the general population. When the masses of the people are dumb, deaf, and blind, then the masses of the men and the women and the children will be dumb, deaf, and blind, if that makes any sense on a spiritual level. As we begin through the community that's considered to be the conscious community, as we begin to raise the level of consciousness and begin to teach one and teach another one and teach another one and teach another one, what begins to happen is that we automatically begin to make a new woman and a new man. Okay? A woman is the first teacher. This is the reason why I say this. The woman is the first teacher. And so in your mother's womb is where really and truly on this side, where that knowledge, that transference of knowledge in your surroundings, because you become a part of what you're around, that's where that first begins. And then your early life, that's where all that begins. And then you begin to go here and go there and go here and go there, and you begin to get more experiences. However, just like one of the callers earlier talked about fear of rejection, and you begin to put, you know, you begin to pour into him, what you poured into him was very specific about himself, right? And what he had experienced, and I even talked about myself and growing up and some experience I had. I believe you also did the same thing. And so when we begin to change the mind of a woman, since women feel and y'all operate off of a lot of power, not saying that as men we don't, because we do as well, but y'all feel, and when you feel something, you make things move a whole lot more quickly than somebody that is just without feeling. You understand? Because that feeling brings that energy and the manifestation of whatever it is that you're feeling much more quickly. And so when you have a woman and you educate a woman, and a woman is free, and a woman is not oppressed or suppressed, and a woman is heard, and a woman can express, you know, on the same level as the man, in the same circles, kind of like how we're doing right now, having dialogue, then what happens is that when people have not, because most people have not seen that, some people think I'm disrespecting you and some people think you're disrespecting me. But we respect one another as equals, you understand? And because we respect one another as equal, because we see the value in each other, we know what's going on, but to the outside world, it don't look like that between you and I. And so what begins to happen is that once we can seriously value and educate and take the woman to the next level, and I'm not talking about just the United States, but around the world, then automatically the man has to become a new man, because you're not dealing with the old woman. It's automatic. If I know that if I come up and I disrespect this woman by feeling on her butt because she's a woman, and I can do that because I'm a man, when I know that that's no longer what's acceptable, and I know all the way around, period, point blank, that that's not acceptable, I'm not going to do that because I can't do that anymore. You understand? A man many times has to be made to do some things. Sometimes a man has to be made to respect a woman. And if he's not taught that, then he has to be made. And most of the time, since in many communities around the world, I think they said it's over 30 million households or something like that in a certain area, to where there's no father, there's no male in that particular household. Of course, since the women are running the household, when you change, when the woman is new, and her by her mind, when there's a renewing of the woman's mind, as opposed to the media constantly plugging things into the woman's mind, then you create a new woman when she can shut that off. She can shut that off and begin to be taught from within. But she can't, because there's so many distractions going on. When a woman doesn't have to worry about this and worry about that and worry about this and worry about that, then she can teach the children different, because she's getting new information that's coming in. And so automatically from the womb, the male child is automatically made into a new man. You understand? If that makes any sense. Hopefully it does to somebody that was listening. And so when I say when you make a new woman, you automatically make a new man, the woman is that important. The man is important to society, but the woman is that important, because the woman is cooking the food. In many countries around the world, as well as in the United States, she's raising the children, she's teaching the children in schools. The majority of the teachers are female teachers in the United States still. Okay? Only up until the time when you get into corporate America is when you begin to see a male-dominated, you know, area. But the early years of life are taught through the woman. And so the woman is making the man daycares. It's just everywhere. And so that those early years are extremely important for both the male and the female. And so that's why I feel a lot of women are constantly under attack through the media in so many ways. And it hurts me sometimes, because many times that media is coming across as entertainment, but in that entertainment through the television, their vision is being told for them and to them by people who most of the time have no
no earthly idea about that as an individual and has no good towards that group of individuals. So with that said, I'm going to shut up on that. Didn't take 15 minutes. Took 5, but didn't take 15.
Wow. There you have it. There
but hey,
you
it was,
go.
It was a 90-second question, though, so that went bad.
There you go. There you go. We got 7 minutes left. We started with 15. So we got... There you have it. You have it. Well, I want to make sure as we get ready to close out here, Imani, thank you for coming on. It's always, always, you know, a pleasure to have you come on and share with us here in the remix. You know, it's an opportunity for us to really, really kind of get into, to get into another space. Let me just say it like that. It's an opportunity for us to really understand human nature from a whole different perspective, and it makes for a great conversation and for us to be able to dialogue like this. I do want to give out your website again so that everybody can know how to get in touch with you and where they can actually find your books and, you know, all of the things that you're working on there, and that's by going to www.ImaniValentino.com. And you can sign up for his newsletter and get a free ebook there. What is the ebook about? You want to tell people what they're going to be getting if they decide to do that?
The ebook is about life. You know, it's about life, and it's about manifesting more of what you want in life with much more ease. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about knowing yourself, and it's about faith, having faith. You know, people have faith in the Creator, but one of the things I realize, a lot of people don't have a lot of faith in themselves.
So true.
And that many times makes the biggest difference. So that's what the ebook is about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful ebook. It's done a lot for a lot of people, myself included. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm very thankful for that. And one thing I do want to say, just in my own defense from the conversation earlier, if that's okay, real quick, I don't do this for money. You know what I mean? I have a finance degree, and
What do you mean your defense?
Well, hear me out. Because a gentleman said, I was trying to respond from the gentleman earlier. He said something about charging $50 and this and that. What I do, and I'm just saying this for me. Let me say this pretty please. Let me say this because this is important to me. It came across my mind, and for anyone listening, that's listening. My books are for sale because they're for sale, okay? But I make money doing so many other things. And these books are conversations that I wanted to have with people. And most of the time when Ms. Blue and I are on these shows or any show that I'm on, you're only getting a very, 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 very small piece of any of my work that I've put out, okay? And so the books that you're getting are just at a small price for just saying, here you go, thank you. You know what I mean? If I just wanted to say that, not just for him, but I wanted to say that anyway, because I usually say that on every show that I come on. And so if you buy a book, I appreciate you for buying a book very much, and hopefully you'll buy the book or buy many of the books and pass them on and get something from it. Much of the message that I have, came through a lot of revelation. Some of it came through life, but a lot of it was revealed. And I don't know if I talked about this before. By going to a state that I didn't even know I was going into, where I actually would go into hearing people's conversations and seeing fights and arguments, almost like in a vision-like state when I would be writing these different things. And so I would pick up on a lot of people's thoughts as well, okay? And so a lot of what's in these books comes through revelation. Some of it comes through actual, you know, my own experience, and then the rest of it comes through actual research and just living life and talking and having different conversations with people. But any of what I do has come through revelation or true inspiration from that higher self. And so when you read my books, you'll get a lot of that that's there.
And so I just really wanted to say that, okay?
Thank you. All right. You're welcome. Glad to let you say
it. I love you, sister.
I love you too, Imani. Well, you guys, we're going to get ready to get out of here. You know
why? Why you laugh? Somebody say something in the chat room. Somebody say something in the chat room.
You know the chat room is crazy.
I want to take one more question. I really want to take one more question. I really do. I promise you I do, if we can.
We have 2 minutes left to go, so, you know,
one
we
question.
Have.
One question. I'll answer them in 30 seconds.
We have definitely had a lot of callers. Okay, let's go to the phone line. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 919.
Hello?
Yes, make it quick. Make it quick.
I had a question about, he said something about guys like to be with, I forgot what he said. He said a quickie. What was the word he used? You said we like to.
I never said that.
You said instead of marrying a woman, we like to get with. What was the word he used?
Next time, I guess we have to wait for the next show, brother. you got your question together, man. Come on, man.
Hold on a second.
I can't remember what it was called. What he said it was, but I don't agree with it because. He said we like to get with quickies, we like to get with a woman, and that's it. And that's not true. That's not true.
I never said that. I never said that.
Yes, you did,
brother.
Yes, you did. But I prefer serious relationships. Like, I'm the type of brother that likes to look for a woman who's about something and who has something going for herself and who can also bring out the better man in me. And
So I
disagree with the fact that all we're looking for is that we don't want a marriage or that we're looking for.
That.
Yes, you did. You said it earlier. I forgot what the term was that you used, but you said we're looking for.
What was the settling term that you said? You said you say?
Miss best case scenario.
What was it?
Miss best case scenario?
Yeah.
Miss best case scenario?
That's what it was. Best case. I've been with Miss Best Case Scenario, and that's horrible. That is horrible. When I was with Miss Best Case Scenario, I was looking for Miss Wifey. I was wanting Miss Wifey. That's what I was
Hold the line because we have 32 seconds. And Imani, thank you so much for calling in there. And Imani, I'm going to let you respond to that in like 10 seconds.
10 seconds, go back and listen to that because that's not what Miss Best Case Scenario is. And it explains in detail in the book. I didn't say anything about anybody needing a quick fix. I'm not even that type of guy myself, and I never even encourage guys to be like that. So I know that's not my philosophy at all, nor did I say that. So thank you, though, for calling in. Brother.
All right. Peace and love, everybody. We're going to get out of here. It's been a great share. Download. Peace and love, Imani. Always great conversation to have you on. Peace and love, Remix family. Back here next week doing it like we do, Remix style. Much love, warm spirit. Until next time. Peace and love. Peace and love. Peace. Peace and love.